listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Oh yeah. All right, man. What is up? As we always do here. It's the old man here again, kicking it with you. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to everybody out there, all the chat room dogs out there listening to the show, all the ladies out there listening to the show. You know who you are. What's up, girl? Guys, I want to welcome you all to the show, man. It's the Man Mindset. This is a show that's here to show you guys game in a way that you've never seen it before and how we break it down, what we talk about, how we talk about and all this other stuff. 100% authentic. Nobody does it the way we do it, but I want to say thank you to all you guys out there that's listening, okay? All I do is ask you guys to do just a couple of things if you want to become Man Mindset Men, and that is go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification button so you can keep getting the updates. I appreciate all you guys out there. Also, I want you guys out there to please take a time and go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have a question, go ahead and ask a question. Put a Q in there. If you're texting, put a T in there. If your woman is saying something that's throwing you off, put a W in there. And if you want to stomp me, put an S or S for statement. Because what we're going to do is we are going to do things right off the top of the dome. Not too many people do that. We do that. And that's what makes us so special. Also, guys, I ask all you guys to go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. That means get off your lazy ass, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, go to the toy store, get your puzzles, dump them out, throw the box away, and begin the process of connecting with yourself. Nobody does that with you. Explain that. Also, guys, at the top of the hour, we will take a break, and we'll do the creed at the top of the hour. But also, guys, if we hit our 150, we'll take 1 minute of the show to shout all you guys out in the chat room as we normally do. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Let me go ahead and hit that scroll button. Guys, if I want to call in, first, shout out to the 383. They got the record right now. We got to say shout out to those people right there. Also, we want to say to y'all, guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. Have your questions locked in if you have anything. If you have any questions or anything like that, please let us know. Put a cue out there, okay? And that's the thing that we want you guys to do. Just follow the instructions. Y'all got it real, and we're going to keep it going, guys. Ask your questions. We got y'all, man. Let me see here. Steve, join nearby Facebook dating group. Oh, one girl in my city. Can I show you the screenshots? Because that's a question. Well, yeah, send the screenshots to the man mindset at gmail.com. Send the screenshots to the man mindset at gmail.com. Ever since I started implementing your philosophy, I started understanding it. Well, here, no, King B, no. With all the love, I appreciate it, but no, it's not my philosophy. All I am trying to do is get you to begin to think for yourself. It's not me. It's not a philosophy. It's just showing you how to guide yourself. But I appreciate the love, but no, we're not a cult, so I can't accept you thinking that what I'm giving you is a philosophy. It's just game and how it works, okay? But I appreciate the love, though, as I respect that, man. I appreciate that, man. So let's get into it. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in, but let's talk about it because we got some good for y'all. I mean, we're gonna break some down. You know, let's get into today's show and let's get into today's topic, everybody. So many of you guys are always asking the question. I meet a woman, and I think everything is going right. You know, we text each other, we talk, everything is running smooth, and all of a sudden, she stops texting me. All of a sudden, she stops messaging me. All of a sudden, you know, she just goes away. And I just don't know what I did wrong. Why is it that every time I meet her and everything seems to go right and everything's good and she's laughing, we're clicking, we're talking, then one day she either goes away or she stops texting me, and it's like, what's wrong? Why is that? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? What did I do to all of a sudden either get stood up, her walked away, or you maybe set up a date, and then all of a sudden she got busy. Then after she got busy, she just went away. That's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. But it's very important that you've got to understand that unknowingly, most of you have self-sabotaged yourselves. Have you ever wanted something so badly? For a lot of you guys, it's wanting to smash. You want to smash so badly, so you put up this fake you and you talk to these women. You know, you try so damn hard to move past that current of no to get a little bit of play from this woman, and all of a sudden you end up failing miserably. All these things, have you ever wondered why? And the worst part is, have you ever wondered why you keep repeating the same patterns over and over and over and over again? And you don't even understand it because this works every day like clockwork. Gentlemen, the thing about beauty, the beauty about game and the beauty about a man that knows himself and can connect to himself is that everything that you say to a woman, and this is why we show you your bid. This is why my clients, we learn your bid, because your bid will never change. And that's the beauty about learning the bid. You are one way for the rest of your life, and that's the good starting point. But that's just the starting point. That's not the end result. It's just a starting point. And for so many of you guys out there, so many of you guys out there, you meet women, you get to a starting point, and all of a sudden, because you don't know how to communicate with yourself, you can't lead her. Gentlemen, I tell you, I'm not sexy or sexual. I embody sex. Sex is my roller coaster, my amusement park. It's the most beautiful thing in the world when you create something that you're so confident that you know that you can lead a woman there, with the warning, of course, of there will be love, there will be lust, there will be heartbreak, there will be misery, but there will be ups, there will be great. The highs are highs and the lows will be lows, but you'll never meet a man like me, and this is your opportunity to have that if you want to have that. Thank you. But why do I have that thinking? Why do I believe in me? Why is it that I don't go after the pussy? I go after the invite. Why do I do that? And the reason why I do that is because at the end of the day, I know my mouthpiece is one of the most powerful pieces that I have that I can use. I've got my mouthpiece. I've got my mind. I've got my fingers. Got the dick. I've got a bunch of things that I can use, but you know what? Sometimes you just want to play. Sometimes you want to challenge yourself as a man, and you don't want to hit them with everything. You want to make it difficult. Why do you think we tell women that they're not the only one? Why do you think we tell women that we have somebody? It's nothing in the world like knowing that you make it difficult for yourself. You don't make it easy. I can make it easy for myself. I mean, it's easy to pull a woman, but I like the difficulties in the game. Hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick, and let me read this guy's Facebook that he sent me, I guess. He sent me a Facebook. So let me see what he sent. David, let me see what you got. We're all going to look at it together. Christ, David. I got to make sure I don't show her face. I don't understand you surface dwellers. Why do you say shit that you don't even know anything about? Look, guys, this is terrible. This is terrible. All right? This is terrible, okay? And let me show you this, what this dumbass said. This is what he said. I can't make this shit up. He says, hey, I'm more interested. This is the first thing that comes out of his fucking mouth. I'm more interested in getting to know you on a more intimate level. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? That's okay by me, she says. Tell me about yourself, single or married. See, here's the problem. And this is the problem with a lot of you surface dwellers. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. But let's keep going. I'm trying to block out her name and shit. All right, so she asked the guy, is he single or married? Then, hey, didn't know anything about it. Motherfucker just saying some goofy-ass shit. We didn't get to know all that and more, but you should know what I meant. All right, listen. I'm going to stop this right there. I'm not going to go in. David, don't. This ain't. I feel like blocking you. I think I'm going to block him. You're in the wrong place, brother. You're in the wrong place. So you got a choice. Either don't say nothing, the rest of the show will get blocked. It's up to you. I'm not going to read this stupid shit. This is stupid. It's terrible. This is ignorant ass, stupid shit. And don't waste my time. Do not ever waste my time again by taking away from the class off that stupid ass shit, talking about he wants some sex from the bitch. This motherfucker, hold on, let's see something real quick. Gentlemen, don't ever talk to women like that, okay? This guy's, loser. I don't like to have losers around. I don't like even dealing with losers. But let me get back to what I was saying. So, gentlemen, at the end of the day, everything we do, we want to lead the woman. And it's one thing that we don't do very well as guys because we don't know where we want them to go. I mean, yes, you want them in your bed, but there is a gap between you meeting them and getting them in bed that hurts a lot of you guys. And that's what we're going to talk about today, okay? That's what we're going to talk about today. Y'all can call in if y'all want to, if y'all have any questions. We're going to break this down because what I have some emails from a guy. Some decent ones to show you what's going on with you guys, why y'all are messing up in this game and why you're having the problems that you're having with women and the issues that you're having is the way you communicate. How you are communicating with the woman is pretty much your greatest enemy, and it's hurting you very much as far as getting what you want. And you can't get what you want if you don't understand the game. Now, one thing I always tell you, okay, we always talk about this, all right? You got to know you. You got to set everything up. I always tell you guys, you got to know yourself. You got to know how to set up your structure, your foundation. And then you must build the skills and the moves. Always remember, those guys that are above ground, like that last guy, are weird, goofy motherfuckers that don't know what the fuck that they're doing. But also, one thing I do want to let you guys know when it comes to these women out here, okay? What you're going to see above ground is someone that is showing a false security. They're going to act like they got their lives together. They're going to act like they got the world at a hold, or they're in control. But deep, deep down inside, they're hurting on the inside, okay? They're hurting on the inside. So we're going to connect all this stuff. But as I said before, at the end of the day, that a lot of women are meeting guys that are goofy, money hungry, weird, creepy, and don't know what they need to do. But where are you leading? That's the key to everything we're going to be talking about, the leading. Where are you leading her? And leading her is very important in this game. Every move you make as a man, you have got to lead that woman somewhere. And that's something that hurts so many of you guys out there, man. So many of you guys, it hurts you. And I, wait a second, I'm sorry. Let me get to this question. I'm sorry, I'm going to, sometimes I'm running my mouth. I got to take a moment to look at the questions that y'all have. Brad says, Steve, don't you believe in the mojo, focus on yourself, and the woman will come? Brad, please don't waste my time with no bitch-ass questions, man. I'll kick you out for that shit. Please don't ask me no stupid shit like that, man. Please don't ever, don't ever ask me no stupid shit like that. Please. If you don't want to learn, just get your fucking ass out of here. But even asking that bitch shit is why you a fucking bitch in their eyes, man. Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, loser? Anyway, DV, okay, we put our bid together, okay? Is there a certain level of preparation we should have? Well, no. You'll know once, hey, Delta, once you get coaching and get your bid, you'll know it because we discuss it. You'll know it once we discuss it, okay? All right? And let's see here. Just want to shout y'all guys out. Appreciate y'all guys. And we're gonna talk about today. And this is, and let me show y'all how game works. Let me take this down first. Let me show y'all how game works. Game works very easy. It's very simple. It is all about the way you communicate to you first of where you want to take her. But please understand, the journey that you take her on, You have to come to grips with, gentlemen, that there is an obstacle of walls, fire, brimstone, you name it. And that is between you meeting her and her having sex with you, there is going to be her beliefs, her judgments, morals, values, and trust. It's going to be those things right there. You're going to have to actually get across, okay? They're going to get, and what happens, gentlemen, how do I navigate myself to, number one, to be able to meet her, make her feel safe, and also guide her at the same time? But I want to give y'all guys examples of a guy that was gracious enough to show me how he fucked up, but he fucked up so bad, I wanted you guys to see it because y'all guys do it all the time. And I'm going to explain why you mess up with women, okay? So we're going to look at some of these things, okay? We're going to look at some of the reasons. If you got questions, go in and ask. We got you covered. Let me pull it up. Let's go ahead. Let's get into this shit. All right. So I got 13 in motherfuckers. All right. So let's look at the first one. After reading your profile, that's what got my attention. We already talked about it. You know where he fucked up with that. I can't go into all that stuff. That's part of bid stuff. She says, thanks, what about it? He said, the part where you brought up going to concerts, I love music. Also, you become a registered nurse. After I read that, I told myself this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. That's okay. And she says, actually, she's at clinical right now, okay? All right? All right, for nursing. This is where the rubber goes off the road, gentlemen, because everything a woman says, you should be able to take it to use it towards your advantage. But see, when you don't have a sense of self and you don't know what you're doing, what you will begin to do is you will begin to fall back into the patterns of the average guy by asking average things. You begin to talk. See, most of you guys ride a soft current of a woman talking to you. And because you get excited because you're talking to her, you want to keep her talking. Because in your mind, if I just keep her talking, that she's actually interested in me. And that's not the case at all. Just because she's talking to you doesn't mean she's interested in you at all. It doesn't work that way. See, remember, I always tell you, within the first three messages, you should already have set up the date. He didn't do that right here. She talked about nursing. It's the alley-oop for a motherfucker with game. How can I use what she says to get me where I want to go? I can easily say, you know what, that's great, because when we go out Saturday at 7 o'clock, we can discuss all the ways you're going to learn how to take care of me when I ain't feeling well. That's just a joke, but it's right there for the taking. But what did he say? What semester? The first or the second? Already just talking about a bunch of nothing that's not connecting anything. Boring. Look at her. All you guys do is just talk. You don't talk to move. You don't talk to lead. You don't talk to let her know I've got my arsenal of ways to make her smile, ways to make her laugh, ways to make her blush, ways to make her think, ways to do a combination of smiling and blushing, laughing and thinking, laughing, thinking, and blushing. I have all these things, okay? I have all these things. And what I'm saying to you guys out there, when you have all those things out there, you don't have to sit here and actually worry about the conversation, because you automatically know where the conversation is going. You automatically know what's going to happen here. And it's a shame that so many of you guys out there, because you're talking to a woman, like I said before, let me check the phone lines, you begin to self-sabotage yourself. And then you regret what you did wrong because you lose the woman. And then you're worried about why I lost her. What did I do wrong? Why do I keep getting stuck? Why do I keep falling in the same behavior? Because you're actually trained yourself to sabotage yourself, because you're not used to a woman talking to you. But just because she's talking to you doesn't mean she likes you. Just because she's talking to you doesn't mean that she is interested in you. She's talking to talk. She's not talking because she finds you attractive. She's not talking because she's saying, damn, I want to fuck him. She's just saying, you're a nice guy. Women bring in nice guys like they bring in stray cats, dogs, and fucking sometimes hobos. You fall right into that group. You're a stray cat that she feels sorry for. So she pets your mane, gives you a little bit of milk, and make sure that you're okay by just giving you wasted time. See, she knows the time that she spends with a man ain't going to be wasted. So she has a lot of wasted built-up energy, and what she's doing is looking for a lot of you guys out there to waste time with. Wasting time. That is all y'all love to do. is waste time, and I don't understand why you would even want to even – why waste time? Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Let me get to – wait. I think I missed one. Oh, I did miss one. Oh, let me load that up. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the number. Let me load it up. I think – yes, I missed – Jane, where did it go? Okay, I missed one. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Before I show you that, let me add – I didn't add one and two. Let me add one and two. All right, there we go. Sorry, gentlemen. I gave y'all the wrong one. I gave y'all three. Let me add one and two. Let's start in the beginning. The beginning right here. He says, okay, this is what she say. Okay, she says, I geek out on Marvel and Harry Potter shows, okay? He said, how you doing? His name is Matthew, which is fine. Photos and your sunglasses caught my curiosity. How so? Okay, now let me show. Okay, guys. Back in 2007, was it 2005? Was it 2004? I don't remember the year. I think it was around, it was between 2003 and 2007, I think. I forgot. But if you were watching us, we were telling you about Harry Potter. Because the numbers, we always, okay, let me explain something to y'all guys. It's important. Back in the day when we were teaching y'all game, before this like manosphere shit and all that other stuff, we always talk about the water hole, okay? We would always tell you guys that the animals don't actually hunt. What they do is they hang out by the water hole because they know the animals have to get water. So technically they're coming right to them. So what we would do when they would come out, movies like Twilight, Harry Potter, Magic Mike, 50 Shades of Grey. Those were box office movies that would have long lines of people. And what we would do kind of like the Halloween game, we would find movie theaters and tell y'all where the movie theaters are playing. We would set you up. We've been doing this for years now, decades. And I remember, I forgot which, I don't know, it was so many episodes we did. But I was telling you guys that because the Harry Potter was so popular at the time that the women, the cosplay ones, they love to dress up in Harry Potter, like the women, like the schools and shit. Excuse me. Hold on one second. This is when I was telling y'all guys out there. Yeah, I was telling you. I know it was like 2000. I forgot when it was, but it was around 2000. In around 2004, I forgot. But so I was showing you guys that. I made up a shirt called Harry Potter's Uncle Bald Potter, and I had the word Slytherin in there. Now, don't get it wrong. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I've seen all the Harry Potters. I've seen the Marvels, Star Wars, Star Trek. I'm a sci-fi guy. I'm a nerd and geek myself. But the women that we pulled that night, and we did it live, and I was showing you that the women – where really, I mean, the women came and all, I mean, yeah, you had your little girls. We ain't talking about the little kids. We're talking about the college girls that would love, okay, this is where we explain. Okay, so the book came out, okay, let me explain game to y'all, because I'm going to connect all this stuff, because I know, I mean, y'all don't see it, so allow me to explain to you, okay? So I'm going to show you how deep game is. Oh wait, I got the wrong mouse. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all deep game is. I want y'all to see the mindset of the game. All right, the mindset of the game back then, and why we told guys to go to the Harry Potters, the Twilights, and all these other stuff. So if you think about the first, let me see. I want to make sure I got it right because I got to get it. I got to get it. Let me see if I got it right. When was the first, trying to find the first fucking book. I think the first book came out in 2000. I think it was not the movie, but the book. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Let me get to the book. Harry Potter book. Okay, the first book came out in 1997. Okay, so I was thinking about Twilight or something like that. I think it came out, the first book came out in 1997. I want to make sure. The book series. Let me see. I want to make sure when the, I'm going to make sure when the book came out. Let me see if I can get the right date. We talked about this like this is like decades ago. This has been a long time since we talked about this. Okay. So the stone. When did this bitch come out? Give me a second, guys. I'm just trying to find out when it came out. Okay, so 1997. Let's say I think it came out in 97. All right. First book release date. Okay, here we go. 1997. Okay. So this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? This is the game that we were teaching guys back then. So you look at 1997, all right? Or hell, even take a young girl, a little girl. Because, you know, the Harry Potter movies, I think I forgot it was 2007. I know there was a, I think it was like later around. It was a later Harry Potter movie, but this is what we were trying to tell you. If you take a 10-year-old girl back in 1997 that started reading those Harry Potter books, okay, where the fuck do you think her fucking tight body college, 10 years later, when she's a tight body college student, after reading all those books, where do you think she's going to be Friday night? And what do you think she's going to be dressed up in? She's going to be right in line, waiting to watch Harry Potter in that short ass that mini skirt and in that tight shirt representing the school that she's in. And see, this is game that I'm trying to show you, and that's why we told you the guys, if y'all was following me, we told y'all to go there because it was a water hole. Because you learn water holes when movie tickets sell out real bad. You know, things like Magic Mike, Twilight, Harry Potter, and things like that. The big movies sell out, okay? So, as I said before, you take young girls that are real young, fast forward 10 years later, they've read the books, they watch the movies, and where do you think when she's in college, do you think just because she's in college, she's not going to go? Not only is she not going to go, she's going to cosplay that. She's going to dress up like the Harry Potter. Some of them wore that long witch shit, but a lot of them wore the skirts. And I'm talking college girls, sexy college women. And I told you guys, I told you we had the shirt. I'm Harry Potter's uncle, Bald Potter. I'm Team Slytherin. And they loved it. You remember I always told you, if you don't believe me, ask any of your friends tomorrow. I'm going to show you, because I said this back then. Asking your friends, hey, bud. Hey, man, Harry Potter movie's coming out, man. Would you watch it? You know what the average service dweller is going to say? Man, I ain't watching that stupid shit. Why the fuck do I want to watch that stupid? It's not even watching the movie. Yeah, ask him about that about Twilight. He'll say the same thing. Ask him about that about 50 Shades of Grey. Imagine they all say the same thing because they actually think we're going to watch the movie. They actually think that we're going there to watch the movie. We're going there because it's a waterhole of geeky, sexy-ass women that are going there, and it's easy because they're coming to you. But it brings me back to this right here, this message right here, and where he fucked up. See, she says that she loves Harry Potter and Marvel movies, right? Okay. But look what he's saying in the. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, lines good. So I want y'all to see what he's saying, gentlemen. In the message right here, the second message, I have to say that smile, you know, and then connect, you know, that smile with those lips that got me curious after reading your profile and what got my attention, okay? So he's setting himself up for a downfall because what caught your eye? Where did he go wrong? See, he went wrong by not painting the Mona Lisa. See, we already have something in common because you know what? We love Marvel. We love Harry Potter. And he didn't even use Marvel or Harry Potter to even get anywhere, okay? So, again, it was a like photo called I, yada, 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 but this is where y'all go wrong because y'all guys out here are not communicating yourselves to women. That was an alley-oop, but we're all through here, nothing, excuse me, all through this thing is all alley-oops. She asked me what, she asked what his major was. Man, this is like playing against kids, basketball against a bunch of kids. She asked what his major was. The problem was he gave her the major because she's leading the conversation. Because the problem with you guys is when women start to talk to you, you get excited because someone's finally talking to you. So you think by returning serve and talking to them that it's going to stay interesting. It's going to stay fun. It's going to be interesting. And remember, Stray Cat here, right here. I mean, she's just talking the talk. It kind of gets good later on, but it's not helping you right here. You know what my major is? My major is figuring out when are you and I going to go have a cup of ice cream at the Dangerous Russ. The ice cream parlor that I know about. And the reason why that's my major is because, and my major that I'm going after is because the cocoa leaves come from Louisiana. Louisiana Red, and they got a little bit of spice and a little bit of tang to it that when it goes to the ice cream, it really tastes great. So my major is right now is trying to figure out ways to get you over there so I can see what's behind that smile. See that? That's leading. What does he say? He just tells her the major. All right? He's just telling the major, right? Look what he's saying. All right, here you go, right here. Okay, sorry, I got busy. Forgot to respond. What did he say? He's talking about the Navy. He's talking about, okay, and he says, I'll tell you about it when I see you. But here's the thing. Cajun spice is red. But here's the thing. The thing is that why didn't you use the word sorry? Sorry is an easy word to use to make it up to me. Don't be sorry. I'll come up with a way to make it up when we go on our date. Maybe it'll be an extra hug. Maybe it'll be an extra kiss. I mean, it's right there in your faces, and y'all don't even see it. Y'all don't even have game to see that this is what y'all do on a constant basis is you get excited by talking to women, but it's never leading anywhere. Okay, so she's like, now, here he goes. All right, he asked about poetry. She says, I like both. I like to paint more than I write, which I got in his ass. Don't bring up the poetry that way, but he did. All right. Then he said, if not, okay. He said, I love to hear your voice over the phone. Okay, you look soft and sweet. I'll give him credit on that. That was a pretty good move right there. All right. Said, sorry, busy day, but yeah, I wouldn't mind that, okay? But here's the problem. Look at what he's saying, okay? I love to hear your voice over the phone. Like, okay, he said that. It's nice, but why isn't he setting up the date? Why isn't he making sure that there is actually interest versus just a conversation? He's not even setting up the date. She said, sorry, busy day. Again, another busy day, another opportunity for her to make it up to me. You're a busy woman. I'm sure there's a lot of a pleasure place in there. You. Now, see, this is where guys, y'all fuck up. Y'all get so excited that you're talking to a woman that you forget that you're talking to a fucking woman. And all of a sudden, most of you guys want to always bring it to sex. You always want to ask personal questions that you shouldn't even have to ask. Because if you talk to her long enough, they'll tell you that they love to take nice hot baths or whatever they like. They'll tell you that. You don't have to ask that kind of a question. She says, okay, she lives in a dorm, so she just does showers and everything, okay? Sure, you make the most of it in the shower, okay? Sure, there's not enough room. All right, shut up the lights. He's trying to be smooth right now, okay? No lights, okay, fan, light, bathroom, okay, foggy. I play music. We have a speaker, okay? That's what she's saying right there. Let's keep going. He says, I'd like to see your art today. Turn off the light, prepare the tea and the candle, and watch Ass Track on Netflix and Bob Ross on YouTube. I haven't got all the supplies yet, but I'm inspired by them. She said, that sounds like fun. With nursing, having much time to do the paintings like that, like I had in high school. He says, I guess, what is FT? I was going to FT you later. I don't know what that means. Guys, help me out. I don't know what that shit means. I got an episode going. I was thinking about enjoying together. You know each other better. Are you busy? See, look at what he's saying. Listen to the last thing. But if you're busy, I wouldn't want to hold you up. Again, you got to tell them what to do. I guess, okay, free time. Wait, no, not free time. FaceTime. That must be me. Don't tell me FaceTime. FT. I was going to FaceTime you later, okay, on the episode was going on. I think we can enjoy it together, okay? We get to know each other better. But if you're busy, I wouldn't mind holding. See, don't ever assume she's busy. Remember, I want her to accompany me. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, lines open if y'all have a question. I want her to accompany me. Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? I want her to accompany me. And listen, that's her choice. And if she doesn't like that choice, then I move on. I don't care, but here she goes. Sounds like fun. Doesn't have much time to do paintings like that in high school, blah, blah, blah. Okay, free time. Oh, now, this is where I got in his ass. Listen to what she says right here, okay? This is what she says right here. All right. I actually have she has heavy days on Wednesdays, okay? Not much on Thursday. Why did he fuck up? Let me tell you why. Why do you think, what am I going to use here? I'm going to ask you guys. Anybody, y'all know, what am I going to use right here? Anybody. Right here, all classroom. Just guess. Don't worry. You're going to fuck up and fail, but it's okay to guess. What do you think I'm looking at? She's saying, I actually have class heavy days on Wednesday, not much on Thursday. What should be the reply? Come on, anybody. Well, I'll take a second. Let me know the reply. Anybody, give me the reply. I'm going to tell you right now, I see one person got it right so far. Let me see. One person got it right so far. Okay, I'm about to show you who got it right. I'll give you a few more seconds. One person got it right. Well, he got it kind of right, which is right, but he didn't say it right. All right, y'all can stop right now. Okay, one person got it right. Let me show you. CT got it right. And I'm going to tell you why CT got it right. Because I want to use the heavy days to be able to position myself to let me know, now that I know those are your heavy days, now I know when I can come over and give you a foot massage. Why do I want to do, I can't massage your foot on the light days because your fucking feet ain't hurting. You got heavy days on Wednesday, but the heavy day on Wednesday allows me to use foot massage. Good job, CT. You're the only one that got it right. Allows me to use a foot massage because it's a heavy day. But remember, I'm only taking what she's giving me, and I'm only leading her where I want her to go. And that's why I'm going after the heavy day versus the light day, because that gives me a way to utilize the foot massage, all right? That allows me to utilize the foot massage, okay? Because it's a heavy day, okay? But then what does he say? Let's do it next Thursday evening. But what's the problem? What's the problem in his statement? He's not being more specific and no depth in the conversation that he's having. Okay? Yeah, Kevin, too smooth. Absolutely, because if she's a nurse and she's doing nursing, she ain't sitting on her ass, guys. More than likely, she's standing up damn near all goddamn day. So that's why the foot massage will come in on Wednesday versus the Thursday. That's, I just want y'all to think about that, all right? Good job, CT. Let's continue. Guys, I got a question, call in. Let's continue. I have an appetite for music, okay? All right, she's talking about her appetite for music, okay? She's talking about her study emails and all that other stuff, okay? Now, he's talking about him being all heartbroken and stuff, and his email didn't work, okay? Lost Hulu and Showtime. Now listen to me. Not only are they talking about, I mean, this is killing, this is the death. This is like, should be the death of the whole conversation right here. Now you're talking about heartbroken, hurt feelings, Hulu and Showtime. Have not even set up the date. Have not even said anything really smooth enough to say that I'm really trying to get at you. But then, why in the fuck are you talking? How are you going to make her wet talking about a death? How are you going to make her... I'm going to show you that. I kind of went ahead of it, but look what he's talking about. Look what the fuck he's talking about. He's talking about biking and all this other shit. Riding a bicycle. Here she goes. Traveling will be fun. Okay? COVID is crazy. Least traveling. Okay. Glad you got to go on a cruise ship. He's talking about that. It's like Vancouver. They have macaroons and French macaroon store and everything. And it's nicer version of Seattle. Now, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you, what are we saying right now? What are we saying? I want y'all to look at this statement right here, the macaroon. She's saying, okay, I want y'all to use it. What are we saying? I'm going to give y'all a few seconds. She's saying that they have good macaroons at this little French macaroon store in Vancouver. And it's nicer than the version of Seattle. So What are we saying right now? What would we say right now to that statement of good macaroons in Vancouver? What are we saying? What would y'all say? Just give me a few. Y'all probably gonna fuck it up, but it's okay because y'all trying. Just what would you say to a woman that mentions that they have good macaroons and French macaroons and things like that? What would you say? What would you say? What would you say? Come on, guys. Let me know what you would say. Amir, you say some bitch shit like that again, I'm banning you. I'm being serious. Don't say no bitch shit like that again, or you will be banned. Rob K, I'll give you a B. Rob K, I'm going to give you a B. I'll give you a B. I'll give you a B, Rob, but there's one that hit an A. I'm not going to say his name yet. I'm just trying to see if anybody. Universal and four visitor. Y'all will get, all right, Universal A, you'll get the A minus, and Visitor, you get the A plus. Let me explain why they get the A minus and A plus. She's saying she likes Vancouver. She's saying that she loves this place. Not only can we, now the reason I gave you a B is because, yeah, you can make that at there, exactly. But the problem is for a lot of you guys out there, you're not using this to move. Remember, they're both close to Vancouver. So it's not it's like probably a drive across the damn border. So it's not a trip, it's like a drive across the border type shit. But this is what I'm saying. Look at what he's saying. Yeah, I once visited, one thing I liked, it wasn't different than Nebraska for me. He's talking about everything but what she's talking about, and he's not using the fact that she likes macaroons. And you know what? I want to see the smile on her face. And also, I want to also discuss that on our date, because I want to know more about you. Then here you go. Here's another thing. She liked to walk around the city by the water. All right? She liked to walk around the city by the water. Lights. All right, let's see here. Apple Music. Wait, did I hit the wrong one? Why am I getting that again? Oh, we talk about the bikes. Everybody, wait. I don't know why it's giving me the wrong numbers. But as you can see, I'm just showing you. There's a few more I'm going to show you, but this is all bad. But let's get to these few ones right here. Let's get to this one right here. All right, hold on. Where is she at? All right, here we go. All right, here's a new one, right? Here's a new one. Let's get to this one right here. So this one, he went see Lance C. He went voice message. All right? All right? Now, tell me, classroom. This is a class participation right here. Classroom. What I want y'all to do is I want you to tell me, what would you say if the woman, if you sent her a voicemail, okay, she liked your photo, okay, and you sent her the voicemail, and then she says, hey, for some reason, it's not letting me listen to your voice messages. What would you say? He got it wrong. What would you say if she says to you that for some reason, okay, it's not letting me listen to your voice messages? What would y'all say? Come on, I'll take the best answer. What would y'all say? Just give me a few answers. What would y'all say? What would y'all say? I see an A. Someone got it. There's one person I see that has it. See, once the person, the first person to get it, I'm going to give them the credit. And I always talk to y'all. I always tell y'all, what do we do? Well, wait, let me see. Let me see if they, wait. I was about to give it to somebody. Let me see if they got it. Wait. No, Tyler, you just met Tyler. Tyler, he beat you out. Tyler, you're right, but hey, got to give credit. Greg gave you to Anthony. Anthony got it right. How many times do I tell you guys, always lead them. If we can't talk on where we're at, remember the safe place. We want to move them to WhatsApp. We want to move them to motherfucking Facebook Messenger, because that allows us for her to hear me. If she can't hear that, that's what the move is. You've got to be able to move them. You got to move them to the safe spot, the safe place. Tyler, you're a little late. Tyler, you're a little bit late. Tyler, you got it. You got it, Tyler, but Anthony beat you to the punch. You were right, Tyler, but Anthony gets the point on that one, because she wants to be led, but he didn't lead her. All right, let's get to the last one, because we're going to talk about all this shit in a second. This is the last message right here. Okay, she's saying definitely wasn't expecting that, okay? Now, I really wish I could hear your voice message so I could put a voice to the words. What are you saying, everybody? Not the moving thing. We already got the first part. Tell me, guys, if a woman says to you guys out there that I would really wish I could hear your voice. Now, you can't. We already talked about the app. Yes, you can move to the app. But what are you doing right here? What would you say right here? What would be the smooth thing to say to lead her? What is it? What would you say right here without sabotaging yourself? What would you say right here, gentlemen? Come on, let me see if anybody gets a grade. Come on. I'll give it 10 grades. I'll see if anybody say anything. No. I got an A. I think I got an A. Yep, I got an A. I got an A. I got an A. I got someone that got it right, and I'm going to post it. He got it close. KP, you got this. Good job, KP. Good job. Because if you're already intrigued right now with the voicemail, she's already intrigued by what you're doing, then she's going to be more intrigued by seeing you in person. That's the lead right there. That's the lead right there, gentlemen. See, y'all are not driving her where you want to go. The rule is to get her off of the app. The rule is to get her off the app and get face to face with her. And he's just using what she's saying to move. Good job, KP. That was a good job, man. Very good job. Very good job. You wanna get the woman off of the app. Remember, divide and conquer. You want to get her off the app. If you can, transition her to the safe place. And then after transitioning her to the safe place, you want to get her from the safe place off the internet and face-to-face. You want to make that face-to-face connection by moving her. Good job, KP. Good job, KP. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. That was a great job, sir. But, gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. And this is the problem that so many of you guys are having. We're going to discuss this because of how y'all are looking. See, sabotaging yourself when you meet a woman is a mindset or really a behavior that you have. It's either an emotion, it's either a thought or a reaction that holds you back from what you want. And that thought, that reaction, or that emotion is, I don't want to fuck this up. So either I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear, I'm going to ask her questions to make me look like I'm interested in her, or I'm going to walk on fucking eggshells because I don't want to mess it up. It's going so good right now. But actually, is it? It's going really bad. See, if you think it's going good and you haven't set up a date, it's going fucking bad. It's going awful. Awfully bad if you haven't set anything up. See, the conflict of your mindset is the so-called warrior in you fighting against that voice in your head. There is a conflict that is going on with these individuals. The warrior that wants to go after what he wants versus the voice in your head that's telling you you're no good. And who you think wins? The ones that give you self-limiting thought. The one that allows you out of the prison, but you can't go, you can't leave the wall. You can get out of your prison cell, but you can't go over that wall. You can run around in the prison all you want, but you're not free. Mindset that is already holding you back. And this is why so many of you guys fail with women, because you're talking to her. Let me open the lines. You're talking to her, but you become so excited because, and I understand, listen, all this time, man, you look, I've been trying to talk to this girl. I've been trying to get at her, and God damn it. Oh shit. Here's the opportunity. Oh shit. Damn. I didn't think I could get her. Oh my God, she's replying back to me. Okay, take a deep breath, man. We got to make sure we say the right thing. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. We're close. She's showing me interest. Y'all see us talking about how y'all talk to yourselves? How you're already sabotaging yourselves. Versus the man that just follows the chronological order. Following the chronological order that he created. Now that I got her on the phone, I'm going to make her, wait, now that I got her on the phone, now that I got her attention, now I'm going to start working her emotions. I'm going to start making her laugh, smile, blush. I'm going to start doing things outside. I'm going to go ahead and set that date. And once I got the date set up, I'm going to lead her where I want to go. I want to see a photo of you so I can tell you why I'm excited to look at you. I want you to go exactly where I want you to go. I already know every move I'm going to make. Because not only am I going to talk to you through text messages, but I'm going to shift it up with voice messages to entice you that much more. To not ask you questions, but to talk to you. And to find out more things about you on the back end. That things that you don't even thought of having a thought of even thinking about. Because remember, thinking and reacting goes along with this as well. I know every move that I'm making, I'm actually positioning myself to my next four. Because I know where I want to take this, and I don't want to take it to sex. Because I know the obstacles between us meeting and us going out are those obstacles of her morality, her judgments, her values, how she thinks, no trust. I get it. I understand all those things. But what if I can show her through talking to me that she begins to think more about me when I'm not around? Where the draw-in to where her thinking more about me is going to force her to bypass all those things that she forces the regular guy. The obstacles the average guy has to go through. Because every dinner is going to hopefully knock down an obstacle. One dinner would take away the fucking belief. One dinner or two dinners. I mean, she's just riding you on dinners because she knows that you cannot lead her where she needs you to go, gentlemen. She knows that. She knows that. Shout out to A. What's up, girl? Shout out to A-Dog in the house. Shout out to A-Dog in the house. When I'm saying, hold on, let's do the creed real quick. Let's do the creed real quick. Everybody, excuse me, clear my throat. Let's do the creed real quick. Everybody out there, let's do the creed. Everybody, let's take a moment real quick. We'll get back into it. Remember, 150 likes, we'll do the shout, everybody. But listen, guys, we're going to finish this up 1 second. Let's do our creed real quick. Let's take our break. Let's take our moment, guys. Take a moment and chop it up. Guys, I want all my motherfucking chat room dogs in the dojo to relax their minds real quick. Let's take a break for this because we're going to break more of this down. Why the communication that you have with the woman is the reason why she's not interested in you. Because you're not drawing things out. Now, we're going to talk about that in 1 second. But guys, as we say before, let's go ahead and take a moment. All you motherfuckers out there. To go into the dojo in your mind, all my dogs out there, let's go in there to the dojo in your mind. And guys, what I want y'all to do is I want y'all just to take a moment, take a deep breath. Ladies, y'all just sit back. I'm talking to the guys right now. Go ahead and let's go into the creed by speaking to yourself the way men do. Just talk to yourself this way. Feel this way about yourself. Look, come on, read it with me, motherfuckers, all together, goddammit. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. Gentlemen, I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge other women. Okay? I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention, earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow, guys. All right, let's get back. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. Let's talk on this. This is very important that we're talking about. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, all the chat room dogs out there. Shout out to all you guys out there listening. Gentlemen, there's a fine line of women. Now, you must understand that all women have hundreds of guys. Thousands, and one cannot be upset or get mad that she has options. But in those guys is where you can win, because the average surface dweller motherfucker doesn't know how to talk to a woman the right way. Talk to her in a way where she misses him. Talk to her in a way where she thinks about him. Talk to her a way when, remember, guys, the power of the game is not what I am when I'm around you. What am I when I'm not around? What am I? And that's what you guys, you got to ask yourself the question. What am I to you when I'm not around? When I'm not around, what am I to you? That's what you got to ask yourself, guys. And if you don't know what the answer is, then there lies the problem. I want to move her to make the choice herself that being with me is better than being with an average motherfucker, because average motherfuckers are going to do average things. I'm not average. I don't want to be average, and I don't make myself to be average. But as I said before, sorry guys, I don't have my whiteboard, but let me show y'all. All right, depth. All right, let's go to our depth chart. Kind of messed up right here, but let's go to our depth chart right here. Remember, 1, 2, 3, ABC, depth. As a man, and the way you talk to the woman, you can't talk to her on the surface. That's what everybody else is doing. That's why I say 1, 2, and 3. That's what the average guy is doing. They're talking to women by just talking to them. They're not talking to them to make them feel sexy. They're not talking to them to make them lose their insecurities. They're not talking to them to make them lose time or just to make them forget what's going on. Like, just, you know, you want them to feel like when they're talking to you, like they're the only woman in the world. But how does one do that? He does that by not sabotaging who he is. And that's what we're talking about. Because remember, there's a conflict that a lot of you have. A lot of you don't believe in yourself, where a lot of you guys try to believe in yourself. But what could be the balance? The balance is what am I going to do in that situation? Guys, every day you should think of a million ways to make her smile. Every day you should think of a million ways to make her blush. Every day you should always think of ways, how can I elevate her and educate her? Because the average motherfucker is not doing that. Okay? See, not only when you don't believe in yourself does it prevent you from reaching the woman, okay? But it shows the woman, why should I give you my time? I mean, they will give you your time. Guys, please understand this. A woman will talk to you for fucking ever because in her eyes, you're that stray fucking cat. Poor you. You know what? I want to talk to someone, I'll talk to you. We'll get time by, you know, we can talk, we can chat, yada, yada, yada. But that big fish out deep in that ocean, that's where the fuck I want to be at. But I can't be in this pond with you, with these little guppies. I want the big fish, not the little fish. But the problem is how your mind is working you. And this is why I keep telling you, you want to create atmosphere. You want to create something in yourself that you can share with her that she can see in herself. And then when she sees that thing in herself through you and she can't see it in the other person or persons, the fuck do you think is going to happen, guys? Let me check the phone lines. 469, what's up, man? How can I help you, brother? What's up?
Hello, Steve. This is Jeremiah Johnson again.
What's up, JJ?
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
How's it going, Mr. Steve? Yes, sir. So my question is, when a woman compliments you, when she says that you look good, do you think she's just being nice, or that's like a little sign of interest?
Well, if a woman tells me I look good, I think then I will say, well, let me show you how good tastes. I'm sorry, just went off the top of my head. So if she's with me and she tells me I look good, I'm just saying, okay. I want you to think about something. All right, think about this. I'm going to show you some game, okay? This is a quick scribe moment. All right, so all right, y'all know how I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning. Oh, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm brushing my teeth and everything. And then I got a toothbrush on. Oh, shit. I got a fucking idea. Wait, I got to get my scribe. I got to pull up scribe for a second. I gotta pull up Scribe for this, okay? I got an idea. Just, you know, I'm just brushing my teeth, and it dawned on me that, you know, I mean, guys, if you don't brush your teeth and look in the mirror and say, damn, you a bad motherfucker. I'm just saying. It's okay to tell yourself you look good. So if you like, and you're like, God damn, you cute. Damn, you look good, right? No, I'm just saying. Just give an example. Because, guys, if you're not in the mirror, and I don't mean like metrosexual. I'm saying like if you're brushing your teeth, it's okay to look in the mirror and tell that motherfucker in the mirror he look good. Damn, you look good. Damn, you a bad-looking motherfucker, man. Look at you. Got the little dimple and shit, you old motherfucker, you. He like brushing teeth, right? And I'm just telling myself how good I look, right? Okay, just like I'm telling myself how good I look, right? So then I'm like, whoa. What happens if a woman tells me I look good? What happens if a woman tells me I got a cute smile or I got a nice little dimple or she likes my eyes? Again, listen, guys. When women are into you, they will find shit on you that they like. They will compliment you on your package, your butt, your smile, your look, your skin, your smell. It's like damn near everything. So I'm just saying looking good. So, no, check it out, JJ. I'm saying. So this is just a scribe moment for you guys. I'm just showing you something that's brand new. It's off the head. So if a woman tells me I look good, okay, and I'm in her presence, all right? Scribe, I want you to write this down. A woman tells me I look good. You know what I'm going to tell her? Scribe this. This is going to give me an opportunity to show her what a good man tastes like, because then I'm going for the kiss. So then, all right, so that's all I got right there, Jeremiah, right there. Remember, it's just that one thought. I haven't really worked on it, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, so I know I'm going in for the kiss. She tells me I look good. So my thought is, well, do you want to know how a good man tastes? And then that's when I go in for the kiss. Remember, she tells me I look good. So I'm telling her in a smooth way, you want to know how a good man tastes like? So then what I'm going to do is, again, like I tell you guys, I'm brushing my teeth. And I'll use an Adriana joke here. See, guys, you don't want to just go after her because you scream security. She's like, security! And she'd take her. See, guys, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing and the woman's telling you you don't look good, but you think you look good, and you try to make a move on her, she's going to get her fucking pepper spray and say, security! And spray you all in your motherfucking eyes. But what I'm saying to you guys is that all I'm doing is one thing at a time. So the next thing I'm going to do, JJ, JJ, yes. JJ, I'm driving.
Yes.
I'm rolling down the street. I'm just driving the shit. Just driving in my car and shit like that. And I'm like, damn. All right. What's my next move? All right. So I say I'm going to kiss her. So guess what? Scribe, right? Describe it, but how am I going to kiss her? What steps am I going to take to kiss her? Does that make any sense? What are the steps? So she says I look good. All right, let me show you how good tastes, but that's not it. What am I going to do? What move am I going to make? Am I going to grab her? Am I going to grab her hand? Am I going to grab her waist? Am I going to step up to her and bring her into me? See, these are the things that you can say to yourself and create that environment. That's why I'm saying this is beautiful about the thing about the game, is that you can create it. Or maybe she said, maybe, because I just laid out three or four tracks. Let me add another track, JJ. What instead of showing her how good she tastes and just doing the kiss, why not grab her ass and bring her close to me and whisper that shit in her ear before I kiss her? See what I'm saying,
JJ? That sounds more physical right there. Yeah.
Right. Eric, I will explain that in one second. Eric has a good question. Well, so JJ, so does that make any sense?
Yes. Basically, yeah. If a woman, I just learned from you. Basically, when a woman compliments you, you can escalate sex with that. So
I don't want to escalate it. I just want to. I want a position. I don't want to escalate. I want a position. Yes, sir. Okay, JJ. Okay. But it was a good question, JJ. I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you too. 803. Give me 1 second. Let me answer this question real quick. E-Dog, this is why I keep telling you. I'm thinking sex. All right, this is sex, okay? I want you to think sex. Red, thank you. 118 likes. We get to 150, guys. We'll give y'all a shout-out. So let me sell y'all something. I'm sitting here, and I'm at my table. Oh, hold on. I guess this is going to be kind of long, so let me grab 803 first before I break this down. 803, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Yes, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. A little bit upset. Just trying to stay calm. Put my bed in. I thought it was unique, but when I show it to you, it's not as good as it should be. I write the paper down.
Do you sit down and create your bid?
Yeah, I sit down and I create it, but I
have
showed
you
last time.
Have you and I sat down and worked on your bid, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what did I tell you about the bid in the beginning, the process? You're going to stumble, right?
Yes.
Because you haven't rehearsed it enough. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your question? What's up?
So change it up a little bit?
Okay. Have you ever changed up the alphabet? Have you ever changed up 1 through 10? Have you ever changed that up? Brother, listen to me, brother. Okay, this is what you don't see, and this is what I'm trying to... All right, let me pull it out. I got to pull it out because I drew it up. Guys, don't judge me on my drawing. My handwriting ain't good, but I'm a bad motherfucker, but I ain't that good in handwriting. Hold on a second. Let me find it. Hold on, caller. I wrote that shit. I drew that shit. Hold on, man. All right, here we go. All right, 803, are you watching the video?
I can't. I'm sorry.
All right, go back and watch it.
Let me talk right now.
It's
like a playback.
All right. Okay, you ready? Okay. So all you guys start out not knowing what numbers are. It's just like your bid and like the game. And what you do in kindergarten is they give you this piece of paper and you begin to trace what is a 1. And then that, fuck y'all, it's a bad 2, but y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. You begin to trace a number 2, right? And you start to learn chronological order. You start to understand numbers, and you will always realize that a 1 always comes before 2, and 2 always comes after 1, never before. Okay? You learn numbers. And as you're learning numbers, you're adding on to it because all day, every day in kindergarten or first grade, all you're doing is doing exercises to learn what 1 is, to learn what 2 is, or the letter. Goddamn, where is it at? I'll just draw that shit. Hold on, guys. Let me show y'all. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second, guys. Or, hold on, 803, I got you. Wait a second.
Okay.
Or you're learning the letter A, okay? You're learning what A is. You're learning the phonics, the sound of A. You're learning A is the first letter of the alphabet. It will never be anything but the first letter of the alphabet, okay? You see what I'm saying, 803 so far? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what you're saying is because you're not learning your alphabets, you think that you have to make an A into a B or change what A is. See, you have not studied your A. You have not studied your bid enough to be able to believe in it enough to go ahead and say what you got to say. And 803, I hope if you get some coaching, I hope you recorded the bid that you did so we can go over it. I told you to get your recorder so we can go over it. Or get some coaching. We'll talk about it because we ain't talking about it right now, but I'm going to try to help you guys out with this.
Understand.
Always remember your bid or your A will never change. And that's the problem with you guys is that you don't believe A is actually the letter A or the first letter of the alphabet because you don't believe in yourself. And you never stand on what it is your square. And that means it will always be the same. You don't change how you talk to women. You make the slight adjustments. Remember, I told you the depth of it.
Uh-huh.
Remember, all women are different. So there's depth that goes with that, but you never change what you say, but you guys don't. And the caller, God asked me a question. I'm going to show you why this is important. But 803, is there any other questions? Because I got to keep going. Get some coaching and holler at me. We'll go over what you do.
You still hear me, right?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, I want to say thank you so much. And when I was practicing, I kind of fumbled on the first time, but when I kept talking to different ladies, one lady did peek out, and you did say this. Women know, right?
Yes.
When I was saying it, I was confident, and she said, "You said this many times, didn't you?" She was telling me this. I was like, "Damn." So Steve, knowing they did this before, so she's trying to say that I've been saying this like it's natural, and that the things that they could peek out, and I didn't know, kind of knew, but I was like, "Is it?" But when she said, I was like, "Damn, Steve is right." You know, you gotta practice it a little bit and have
rehearse.
That confidence.
We
don't
practice, we rehearse. You got to rehearse it all the time, just like sex. You got to rehearse all the time. All right, Carl, well, let me talk about this. In 202, I'll bring you in afterwards, okay, 803? You good, 803?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, respect.
Yes, I appreciate
respect.
That. Thank you.
All right, respect. 202, I'll get you 1 second. Let me explain something to the guys. The guys said, Steve, your lasso, you embody sex. You talk about that. Yes, because all I do all day, every day and every chance I get is think of the many ways that I can kiss a woman, the many ways that I can touch her. And the depth in which I'm talking about is breaking her fucking body down. As I said before, from her wrist to her elbow, how many ways can I touch, rub, kiss, suck, blow on that part of her body? When can I do it? Where? Why? All these things. When I'm saying I embody sex is that I'm a bad motherfucker when it comes to this motherfucking game. And if a woman so happy to be in my presence or get some of my time, she will see what I'm about. But I had to create what I'm about. And I'm telling you guys, y'all can do the same thing. You can create sexuality. You can create your freaky side and learn who that man is and learn how he moves, how he thinks, how he texts, how he talks, how he approaches, words that he says in her ear, ways that he can touch her while he's saying those words in her ear, how he can lead her. All these ways are just, that's just freaky. But also eating her pussy, also touching her, whispering in her ear. Ways to show how sensual, sexual, romantic you are. All that other stuff. All that is embodied in what you can create when you want to learn games. So how can one worry or feel bad when a woman says she doesn't want you? Is it really your loss? It's not your loss. Let me grab this call real quick. 202, I think it's DC. 202, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, man? It's your boy, King Moses, live from the porch, man. I'm liking your content, man. I just wanted to chime in, man, because, you know, I got some ideas and thoughts of how I used to carry it or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You definitely spitting some game. And men, niggas got to understand that these women do a lot of shit with no rhyme or reason. It's a reason why, like, a lot of these bras mess with various different types of dudes. They don't got no real one type. One day they'll mess with a gym nigga. Then another time they'll mess with a nigga that's selling drugs. Then another time they'll mess with a dude that's into the arts and books and all this other shit and listen to jazz and all this shit. These bitches don't have no type of rhyme or reason on how they're going to function. So it's up to men to start looking at this shit, studying this shit, and be like, man, look, man, I'm trying to transform it to different niggas to fit the bill to get a woman. You feel what I'm saying? That's the problem with Will Smith as an example. You feel what I'm saying? He's trying to chase Tupac. And niggas just need to be they self. And goddamn be the best you can be and have some confidence in yourself. And you're right. Like, you can't get every broad. You got to chalk it up to the game. It's not your loss. But you got to be able to accept that you're not going to hit every shot that you take, but be confident in the shot that you're going to shoot. Because the ones that you don't shoot is the ones that you're not going to make. You never know what you're going to do. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to be confident enough that, yeah, I'm going to hit this shot. And if I don't hit, I'm going to keep shooting until I hit the next shot. And some of these dudes – I'm hearing whatever. They just need to get outside and start experiencing stuff, man. Don't be afraid to get rejected, man. That's just part of life, man. I'm at 37. You know what I mean? It was different back then or whatever. Now y'all got technology. It's easy to get a broad or whatever. Back then we really had to talk to broads. You feel what I'm saying? Write broads' name, numbers down on a piece of papers or whatever and get wrong numbers and all this stuff. Now it's easier. You feel what I'm saying? And these dudes are so insecure, they want to be simping and goddamn tricking off just so they so scared to fumble an opportunity at some pussy. You know what I'm saying? They talk to these bitches like you got some goddamn sense. And don't give a damn or whatever. Be a little bit of asshole and something. Like I said, they either gonna like it. And if they don't, you ain't gonna feel bad that you ain't get it and move on to the next one. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm fucking with your shit, man. Some of these niggas really need to goddamn get out here and just start doing some shit, man, and stop doing shit because a woman told you to. You feel what I'm saying? Right. Men are the initiators of the conversation. Don't let a woman drive you into what you gonna say and what you gonna do, because then she gonna think that you a punk and she gonna take advantage of you. And she going to stand you up and put you in a friend zone and all type of wild shit, have you pussy whoop. And you don't want to be that, man. So that's all I got to say, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm rocking with your shit. It's your boy King Moses. I'm live from the porch. I'm out.
I respect you, King. Thank you, brother. And listen, gentlemen, what's so important when it comes to saying that you are sex is to realize that the average man is thinking of, okay, he's thinking of sex in the physical versus sex in the mental. And this is, now again, I don't want to knock you guys for thinking about sex, okay? I'm glad that you like women. Hey, I'm glad that you like women. I'm glad you like women. But what I'm saying is that there has to be a fine line to appreciating the body of a woman, but one must know himself to be able to understand and be able to guide the woman the way he wants to guide her, okay? See, the thing is, for a lot of you guys, the reason why this holds you down as far as being sexual to a woman is because there is a lack of sexual self-worth. There is a lack of sexual self-belief. There is a lack of sexual self-esteem. Meaning that you don't believe that you are capable of being worthy enough sexually for that woman. And because your sexual self-worth is at the bottom because you haven't built it or created it. You have not, like I said, I'm sorry. I was about to show you all this stuff. Always remember, guys, at the end of the day, man, if I'm sitting at the table, right? If I'm thinking, okay, if I'm sitting at the table, okay, the table, right? Who the fuck, if I'm talking about sex or thinking about something sexual, right? You think I got the table? My sexual imagination, my culinary school, right? My guide, motherfucking studio, and I'm bringing in the two motherfuckers from the drug lab, the marketing team, and the amusement park. I'm bringing all the motherfuckers in, right? Because the reason why we got to sit down, we got to figure out how we're going to express ourselves to the woman in a way that we're not expressing ourselves like these average surf dwellers. Remember, guys, y'all remember the ugly, hey, don't laugh at me. I know you're going to laugh at me because I showed y'all this yesterday. Where's it at? I'm laughing at myself right now. Find that shit. Hold on, where's it at? You know, all right, here we go. Hold on. I got to find the right page. Where the fuck is it at? If not, I'll draw that shit again. I think I want to do it one time. Here we go. All right, don't laugh at me. All right, remember, that's the woman right there. You see, that's the woman. That's her feet. That ain't her titties. That's her shoes. Fuck yeah. Look, man, don't be laughing at me now. I didn't say I was an artist. I just said I'm a bad motherfucker. I can't draw for shit, so fuck y'all. Hey, anybody laugh right now, fuck y'all. All right, I just want to say that with love, man. That shit ain't fucking funny. What's so funny? It ain't funny, man. I'm just shit. All right. 129 likes. We get to 150, guys. Thank you, Red. 129 likes. We get to 150, man. There you go, Red. Let me show you. Red's posting the one. Red posted 129. We get to 150. We go and give everybody a shout out. She's not thick. She's just wearing a dress, all right? It's a loose-fitting dress. Fuck it. That's not the goddamn point. Get back on point. what I'm saying to you guys, if this is her, Steve, like them thick. Yes, like them. Yes, yes, Steve does like them thick. So if this is her comfort zone right here, okay, everybody? The question you've got to ask yourself is, what can you do to make her go past this point to a place that she's never been? Because remember, where's my pen? Remember I told you every woman is going to, with the average guy. This is the average guy. Every woman with the average guy, this is the woman with the average guy. She will get to her edge, but what happens when she's with the average guy? Remember I told you? Hold on, I'll just show you. When she's with the average guy, she gets to the edge, but remember she either goes east or west. She still continues to move, but she's not really impressed because the average guy isn't pushing her beyond this point right here. It's this point right here. The average guy isn't pushing her beyond this point. That's why she's walking up and going right or left. And that's why she's bored, because the average guy is not forcing her to want to go past the point. The women are always moving. Every woman out there is always going to get hit on by guys. Guys, I'm being honest with you. You can't get mad at them. Women are going to be wanted by guys. They walk out the house, they're going to have a laundry list of guys. But regardless of how many guys they have, the question is, what can you do? Fuck what she can have. Because you can't get caught up, guys. All you guys out there, never get caught up in the fact that she can get guys. Never get up, never get mad, never get jealous, never get upset. Because, gentlemen, what if we can use the guys to catapult her ass across this thing? What if we can use these guys right here to get her over there? 143, we need seven more. But what are we going to do, guys? How do we do that? Sexual self-belief, sexual self-worth. You sabotage yourself when you don't believe that you are good enough, not just in bed, because you think sex is in bed. That's where you're going wrong. You think sex is penetration. You think sex is a dinner. You think sex is buying and paying her rent. Sex to a woman. Sorry, ladies, I'm about to give it away. Ladies, I know you. Hey, guys, you know what the ladies are saying right now? Steven, please shut the fuck up. Steven Brian Williams, shut the fuck up. Sex will always be mental. That's the connection. They don't want you to know that. They love you thinking it's all about the penetration. Now, don't get me wrong. When they connect with you here, yes, they want to connect with you on the physical. But y'all got it ass backwards. You are so busy watching porn, you motherfuckers think that that's what the fuck it is. And women don't want you to know this shit. If y'all got a question, go ahead and put it in there. 909, let me bring you in real quick. 909, what you got, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve, I was just going to say that I sent you the screen recording mess or the videos of the actual conversation that I had with the C talk and everything.
Okay. All right. Wait, I didn't get it. Okay, let me see. No, I didn't get it yet.
It's on your messenger. I sent it to both your messengers.
Oh, my messenger on Instant Messenger? As what? What's your name on Instant Messenger? Bruce?
Should be Matthew Best.
Wait, my Instant Messenger, you talking about my Instant Messenger on Facebook or Instagram?
On Facebook. I sent it to both. The one that has the man mindset and then the one without.
Oh yeah. Let me see which one I look at. I don't see you. I'm trying to find your name.
I sent it at 4:30 something.
Just send it to my email or something. I'll check it out, brother. Just send it to my email, okay?
Okay.
Now I'll check it out. All right, let me throw you back and let me finish. Let me continue. But yeah, I got you, man. I'll check that out. Let's see, where we at on our count? Hey, Red, where we at on our numbers? Where we at, Red? We still at 143? Hey, Russ, man, I do have some good lines, man. Shout out to Coach Justin. How you doing, Jay? What's going on, Coach Jay? Yeah, but gentlemen, what I'm saying to all you guys, are we one more away? Guys, we're one more away from the 150. Can somebody just hit that thing so we go ahead and take a moment? Let's take a break so we can give you all a shout-out. We'll give you all a shout-out. Hold on, let's get it together, guys. We got to give you all a ready for the shout-out and everything. We got the 150. We're still continuing the show. I want to take a moment to all you guys out there, lock and load, get ready. Let me say thank you first. You know how I like to say, guys, we got the 150 today. I want to say thank you. Let's see here. I guess I have to play some music to say thank you. Here we go. I just love this rap. I'll say the same one. Here we go, guys. All right, let's go. Here we go. Let's play it. Here we go. All right, guys, get ready. Let's get ready to do this shit. I hold you in the days for days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body sex grace. To my voice, like a swimming pool that's oozing, put your body in the mood. Intoxicating lovely ladies at the club while I groove. Higher, higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs. Hypnotized by my dimples in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have your paralyzed. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring your ass over here. Allow me to blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're watching. Is it hot or it's cold? Where you at, motherfucker? Shout your area code. All right, let's get these area codes out for this minute, dog. Let's get it. Shout out to them all. My dogs, let's get it at the 614 in the house. My dog in Kuwait, shout out to you. Shout out N-Dog at the 647. Shout out to L. You ain't give me shit, dog. DMV, stand up, DMV. Motherfucker, I don't know where the fuck is 10459. Went to that fucking Mars or Jupiter, nigga. I don't know where the fuck you at. Shout out to 661. Shout out to 478. Shout out to the 205 in the house. Shout out to New Mexico in the house. Shout out to 240. What's good, old fifth? Shout out to A-Dog in the house at 716. S-Dog at the 323. We got M-Dog sitting down. Maestro on the 202. We got D-Dog holding it down in the 768. DMV stand up. 305 stand up. 253, shout out to you. Shout out to the 626. Also shout out to the 678. Want to give love to the 512, the 205, and the 770. DMV is going hard in here. See Texas over here. 626 is representing Cali. 323 in the house. 909. Egypt in the motherfucking house, man. That's just what we got, the 343. Dog, I don't know where you're at, but shout out to YouTube, motherfucker. Shout out to the DMV. Cincinnati in the house. Jay's the Defier. Douse that motherfucker out. Shout out to the 706. The 314. Shout out to the motherfucking DMV. We got your lady over with...
What's up, girl?
In the 404, what's up, girl? South Africa, stand up. 856, stand up. Hey, I don't know where Bikini Bottom. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bikini Bottom, SpongeBob. Shout out to the 901. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to the 253. Shout out to Ireland. Shout out to Milwaukee, the 817. Philly, the 868. We already did the 305, motherfucker. I'm not going to do your ass twice. Shout out to Chicago in the house. Rob K is holding it down. We already got you, TFL. Let me see. Brazil, what's going on in the house? Erico 604, shout out to you. Erico 816, shout out to you. Dallas, Texas, shout out to you. Shout out to the motherfucking 772. The 516 holding it down. Security! Area code 626 shouting it down. Louisiana Red shouting it down. The 804, the 868 is holding it down. The 713 is holding it down. The 617 is holding it down. Jamaica over here holding it down. 774 holding it down. New York City holding it down. The 512 holding it down. The 201 holding it down. The 808. We got Portland, Oregon holding it down in the house. Oh, my God. One more time. DMV. Shit. So tell me how much you want it. And tell me how much you want me. We can start from the letter A, sure enough, and work our way down to Z. What else we got? The DMV, Trinidad A, Dan Bumper. It's not Bumper Clot. Trinidad A, that's my first tattoo. Wait, first tattoo, one of my tattoos. I got that from Trinidad right there. Shout out to Trinidad, man. Much love to you. All right, guys, let's get back into the show, man. I just want to say thank you guys for listening to the show. We got the 550, 150 up the top. So let's go ahead and get back into the show, guys. Y'all want to call in? Let's get it. Let me go ahead and change the music up. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. It's the man mindset. Let's get it. All right. Let's get it. Let's get back on these, man. This motherfucker said these nuts. All right, let's get back on it. Let's get back in here, guys. Go ahead. Let's get the crayons out and everything. Let's go ahead and continue to break down game of why you are self-sabotaging yourself. And why is it that when you're talking to a woman, all of a sudden things go wrong for you? Gentlemen, you must understand this. Like I said before, all these women have options. They have guys all over the world. They are connected. There are guys in every damn city, state, country that's trying to get that ass, okay? So, yes, there is competition, but there's actually not competition. Yes, if you are a surface dweller, you are in competition with the other surface dwellers. But what I'm trying to show you is that where's the part of you that believes in yourself of what you can do for yourself, to yourself, to transfer that over to the woman and show her that you are totally different from all the other guys out there. And also smooth enough where you meet them and you show them things and you connect with them. But remember, guys, we ain't about the likes. Don't love me. She's going to like you. She's going to love you. She's going to be attracted to you. She's going to want to be with you. I want her addicted to me. You should want the addiction. And you should be able to be that drug dealer. Let her, hey, where is the thought process that I want to give her the mushroom of me? I want to give her the ecstasy of me. I want her to smoke me like I'm motherfucking weed. I want her to snort me like I'm cocaine. I want her to shoot me in her veins. I want to be fucking fentanyl, you know what I mean? That's how powerful I want to be. But one must create the mindset of that, because most of y'all guys have difficulty managing emotional experiences. But the problem is the experiences that you're going through is that you should push her to an experience that she hasn't even felt before. Remember, guys, it's not what I am when I'm around her. I don't want you guys to sit on and push all your chips in the middle of what you are when you're with her. I want you to push your chips in on what I am when I'm not around. What are you thinking about me when I'm not around? Because when that happens, the excitement is much better when she hears from you for the first time, the second time, or the third time, gentlemen. That's the power of the man. You see what I'm saying? That's how you guys out there can win in this game. All right, let me check the phone lines real quick as I'm spitting this jack. Okay, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Call in, guys. Let me know. Talk to me. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is that as a man, a sexual motherfucker, as a man that embodies sexuality, by embodying and understanding the freaky side of me, the dirty side, the nasty, the kinky, the dirty, the sensual, the sexual, the smooth, the romantic, the sensual, all those me's, I understand one thing. But most of you guys have not connected to who you are. So what happens is you tend to react to certain things. Okay, I get it. You see a woman for the first time and there's a little bit of excitement. And it's not a bad thing to have that excitement. It's a bad thing to camp on that excitement. See, what a lot of you guys do is that you get so excited that the woman is giving you a little play that you're not thinking that I've got to move. Let me tell you about these women. I'm saying, hey, all you ladies out there, hey, ladies, hey, go knit or some shit. Let me talk to my dogs real quick. Let me tell you about these women. And because I don't want to give them credit while they listening. So let me show y'all something about these women, these so-called women that blink. These women out here act all innocent. Like they, you know, I'm just an innocent woman. And you know what? I'm just not sure. You know, I'm just a good girl and I just don't know and all that other stuff. All right, let me show you. And look, I'm going to draw a better woman. Hold on a second. All right, is that better one? Fuck y'all. Hey, look, man. Y'all know I can't draw. So y'all just better follow me here on what I'm showing y'all. Come on, man. Wait, let me give her some lips. I gave her thin lips. Hold on, let me give her some lips. There you go. I gave her some lips. Fuck y'all. Stop. Hey, this ain't about to just follow me on this. Follow me on this. Every woman that you meet, gentlemen, can y'all just listen, please? Every woman that you meet has already set plan to whatever you are. Now, I'm just using stuff. Hey, you know, like Lucky Charms, you know, there's orange stars, green clovers, blue moons, pink diamonds, and purple horseshoes type shit. So we're just going to go with stars, squares, and yes, that's a triangle. I just didn't get the line right. Stars, squares, and triangles. Let me just show you something. Every woman you meet has already trained herself in how to move on stars, squares, and triangles. And what I mean is when she meets you, she already knows not only what you are, she also knows how to move on you, by spending time with you without giving up the pussy. She'll get dinners for you, from you, without giving up the pussy. She'll have you drive and fix her fucking laundry washing machine. Guys, off y'all remember years ago, you remember what was her name? God damn it, what was the chick's name? Fuck, I forgot the chick's name. I forgot her name. You remember that one that was on the panel with me where her man drove all the way from Miami to Georgia just to bring her washing machine upstairs, and he slept on the couch, and then she had one from Chicago come down and do something, fix something, and he slept on the couch. I'm telling you, your opponent, that's a woman right there, already knows that y'all want to fuck. So, okay, so fucking's off the table. She knows y'all all want to fuck. So that's already off the table. She's trying to figure out what you are to yourself. Some of you star motherfuckers are the ones that will be the chauffeurs. You know, let me show y'all guys. I know y'all see all y'all motherfuckers got jokes laughing at me and shit. Don't laugh at this. This is not funny. I'm trying to teach y'all something. Y'all like laughing at me and shit. But what I'm saying is that for a lot of you guys out there, okay, and I get you on your question on the theater. Shout out, Red. I appreciate the numbers and everything. Thank you. I appreciate it, Red. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, these women know you, and that's the problem, because they know your every move and your every thought and why you are moving, and that's why you're losing, because they're playing dumb, but they know you based off of your behavior, based off of your thirst, your need to just fuck. And they know that, look, if you're going to fuck, you ain't going to be doing the fucking. I'm saying, if y'all going to be fucking, you ain't going to be the one doing the fucking. She going to fuck you over. Let me get to 858's question. Do I need to create a different movie theater before it becomes a reality? Can you please give examples of how you recommend creating alternative movies? Thanks so much. 858, it's not, gentlemen, okay, this is the problem, dog. The fact that you think it's hard to do is the fact of why you can't do it. It's not about creating another movie because you don't have the power to do that. It's about realizing that you have the power to buy the tickets. You have a power to choose the time you want to go. You have a power to choose where you sit at. See, you're looking at it in a second point of view. I'm trying to give you a third point of view. Remember, you're either looking at it as the prisoner or the warden, but you're not looking at it as the governor that is over the warden. And see, that's where the game comes in at. See, you keep saying you want to do something, and that's why you're not going to get it done, because it doesn't get done by just saying it. You got to be about it. You just can't talk about this shit. And this is how the problem comes in. You must be able to realize that you have the power to move from one place to another. You choose to sit where you're at. Poor me, I can't get women. Poor me, I can't have sex. But then let's look at the poor you who can't have sex and can't get women. What happens when you talk to a woman? Poor me, I can't get a woman. Oh, my God, I got a woman. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. She's so beautiful. I don't want to fuck this up. Let me ask you, what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend, and what college did you go to, and what are you looking for, and what else can I fucking say to you to get you to see that I'm interested in you? And let me tiptoe on eggshells so I don't break anything, to make sure I don't say nothing out of right, because I'm not good with women. Gentlemen, I keep telling y'all, when y'all all about fucking and you meet a woman, you're showing her you don't know shit about fucking. Because if you actually know anything about fucking, fucking is not about the penetration with a woman. But you think because you think you got game, you meet a woman, you want to bring her, hey, let's go fuck. I want to fuck you. Let's go over to my place. Let's fuck. Let's have sex. I want to fuck you and all that. This is why they ain't fucking with you. Because behind that motherfucker that's saying that is a weird motherfucker. A weird, creepy-ass motherfucker. It's the same motherfucking guy. You know why? Yeah, I know I can't fuck. I don't know how to eat pussy. I don't even know how to kiss her. But God damn it, I'm going to try. I know there's a YouTube out there to help me out. Do it. What the fuck y'all be saying to yourselves and shit? That's why you always going after it, because you never get it. And it's a cycle in which you're going in a circle. Because you are the prisoner and you're the warden of why you ain't getting any pussy. Gentlemen, I promise you, when they really know you about your shit, they want to fuck with you. I know that's a hard concept for a lot of you guys, thinking that women don't like sex and they don't want to do shit. Gentlemen, this is what I keep trying to tell you. You're too busy trying to either shame the woman or trying to, let me get over there and fuck you. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you. But wait a second. And I hate defending women here, but what the fuck did she get? What does she get out of you begging and bartering for pussy? What is she going to get? Okay. Well, let's go to my house and Netflix and chill. Come on in, girl. I mean, you can tell you can't fuck by what you say. Yo, what? Now, like, okay, wait, we grown men now. Now, I'll give you a pass in junior high school and high school, but you motherfuckers are grown-ass men. But what's up, girl? What's up, ma? Yo, babe, what's going on? You're talking to professional fucking women, some that have their own business, some that are accountants, lawyers, and doctors, some that are professional fucking women that don't want to be around a motherfucker that can't. Man, why the fuck she want to be with a guy like that? Yo, ma, what's up, girl? Hey, come over here, yo, man. What you do for a living, girl? Let's go talk over here, girl. And then then on the other side of the spectrum, you got your corny motherfuckers. Well, hi, my name is Mike. I'm a Sagittarius. And, you know, in my profile, I like to take long walks. And I like to cook dinner. The other day, I kind of messed it up. silly me. I like to poke fun at myself sometimes, and I would like to put you in the basement and get some chloroform and chain your fucking ass up. And that's why they ain't fucking with y'all. That's why they ain't fucking with y'all. Because either you're fucking weird, or on the other hand, you're creepy. But then there's those you guys in the middle now.
You know what, I really appreciate you, and I want to let you know that I'm not like those assholes. I appreciate the beauty of a woman. I appreciate her essence, and You know, I just want to, I actually want to take my time. And like his nose is like doing all that shit. His nose is fucking, his nose is growing. See, the woman is doing like this and shit because his nose is growing so long, the motherfucking lion.
I just want to know a woman. You know, I'm a single guy. I'm not like those other guys. I'm a one woman guy, and I want to get to know you, and I want to know how you move, and you know, I find beauty in you, and you know that motherfucker just want to fuck, and then you got his cousin next to him. Hey, you know, I got a good idea. Hey, it's Saturday. Let's go hang out at the club. Let's go hang out at the gym. Let's go hang out at the basketball court. Let's just hang the fuck out. I want to fuck you, but I just rather hang out with you. And hopefully the sun, the moons, the stars will line up, and you're going to see me as a good guy. You got that motherfucker. Then the motherfucker beside him, oh, my God, that's the guy that's just, oh, what's wrong? What did that asshole do to this time? Why don't we just talk about it? Let's talk about it. I don't know what you see in him. He doesn't fucking care about you. Fuck him. That fucker. He doesn't see the beauty in you. He doesn't care about you. All he gives a fuck is about himself. You don't need a guy like that. I mean, just look at you. Your God's gets it. Fill in the blank. You ladies know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why, hey, you see the ladies, they ain't saying shit because you know what they're saying. Shut the fuck up, Steve. Steve, shut the fuck. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Steve, shut the fuck up. Because that's all y'all doing is playing fucking games. Sure, I'll help you move. I mean, goddamn, yeah, I'll help you move. Because I know I'm going to help you move, and I'm going to get some pussy. Oh, you want me to go fix that? Oh, girl, I'll fix that thing for you. Oh, no. Hey, ooh, it's cold outside. Let me put up your Christmas lights for you. Ooh, let me. No. No, 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 it's okay. I'm okay. Yeah. No, no, no. I got it. I'll put it together for you. You shouldn't be out here in this cold weather. You should be out here putting out these Christmas lights because a woman like you cannot be out here in this cold weather. And y'all motherfuckers actually think y'all can get some pussy out of that bullshit. Hold on, bring some of these calls. And I'm sorry, guys. 914-702. 914, what's your question? How can I help you? I'm sorry, then 702. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up, Steve? Just two quick things.
Yeah, I got you, bro. First, I'm calling. Anytime. What's up,
yeah,
bro?
First, I'm calling in because I don't want to be like a bird watch or anything. So second thing is, it's not a question, but it's quick. You want to relate an experience that you talk about numerous times about how a woman might think you're an asshole or it's unfair that when you tell them that they want to, like, be with you and like only with you, and that you tell them that they can speak to other people or mess with other guys. They call you an a-hole and all that. So I recently had that experience, and she got very emotional, all that. But I thought it was pretty cool that it kind of related to the things you said.
It's not cool to make her cry. It's just I want to give you a contract you can't refuse, because I know if you fuck with me, you'll be caught up in me. So I'm trying to balance it out. I want you to think, you're going to think about me, right? Remember, candle maker, thank you. Candle in the window, right?
Yeah.
Always, right, right. Exactly. They always come back, right? So I know you will come back, but the further you go out, see, the thing is, the secret to sauce is they go cold turkey and cut you fucking ass, cut you off. That's the problem. They will come back faster. But your problem is you made her cry because she ain't used to a guy letting her know that, look, yes, I'm interested in you, but I'm not here to give you a relationship. I'll spend time with you. We can spend time together. But I cannot be your man. I don't want a relationship. And at least I'm being honest with you. At least I'm being honest with you. Because here's the thing. I know when they fuck with real men, they're going to want relationships. They're going to want us all to themselves. So I'm letting you know from the get-go, you cannot have me, but you can have some of me. And if you want some of me, that's your call. And if you don't want it, that's fine. But I'm not here. I'd rather tell you right now than make you think that I'm something that we're not, right? Okay, I'm sorry, but what else do you want to say? What's up?
But no, that was pretty much it. Just remember that you mentioned that experience hundreds of times, and I just want to bring that
up. It's look, I know what I can do to and with a woman without touching her. I'm not even touching her, right? So at least I can be honest enough to let her know that this is not, again, I'm telling you, they're going to laugh in your face. It's like a Noah Ark situation if you're biblical. You're sitting over here building this ark saying, look, I'm thinking about the future by telling you that I'm danger. You don't want to fuck with me. You fuck with me, you're going to get caught up. Now, the average woman who is usually in control of the average man is going to laugh in your face because she's going to be like, I've heard this before. And I got that motherfucker wrapped around my finger right now, fucking cutting my grass. And I ain't giving him a nair nigga pussy, right? That's how they think because that's what they get. They get a lot of guys that do that fake warning. You know, remember there's Brand X and there's the real deal. A lot of these guys, you don't want to mess with a guy like me because you going to fall in love with me, girl. I ain't like you. You know, they say all that silly. And you know what these women be like? Silly fool. Man, I got his motherfucker got around my finger. You know, that's how they think. But the problem is they think all men are alike, and that's their fuck up. They think we are like them. I'm not like him, but I'm being honest enough with you to let you know if you fucking with me, it's it's a wrap.
And going off of that point, like the last thing she had mentioned was like, she told herself, I'm just going to have to accept it, that you're going to see other women. There's nothing I could do about it.
Right. And if she accepts it, so then you reward the behavior. Let her know, hey, look, hey, now you just got yourself an extra back rub for that shit. Because, see, listen, it's not the fact of her accepting it. There's got to be a benefit to accepting it. And what's that benefit I teach you? Remember, all I'm trying to be is the dress person shoes. All I'm saying is if you fuck with me, I promise you all those insecurities that you have, all those doubts that you have, you'll never have a doubt. You'll never feel insecure. And you're going to feel sexy as fuck around me. That's what I can offer you. I can offer you when you're with me. I'll make you lose time. And we're going to have the best. I'm going to show you things about you and things like that and show things. I say, remember, I'm going at core. See, I'm not like the average motherfucker. I'm going at the core. So I'm not, that's why I'm not trying to get the fucking. I'm trying to get the invite to get to the core. I want to get to the core of you to show things about you that you don't even realize that you have. That's where they really start to fall for you and understand that, okay, I get them. And I'd rather have a little bit of him than none of him at all. And some women don't do that. But some women are going to do that because some women love the control. A lot of women love control. They love controlling these cake motherfuckers. They love that shit. Some of them don't want to give up that control. So you just remember
that. Okay, all right. Okay? All right, cool, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, man, we'll throw you back in. Let me get this last call. Erico 702, how can I help you, sir? What's up, brother? How can I help you?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hold on. Let me fix my phone real quick.
Yeah, fix and jiggle that shit. We get it. Talk up. We can't really hear you, brother, if you can speak a little bit.
I got you. I'm on my earphone right now. Hold on.
You sound like you're either in the bathroom or you're, like, eating some hot dogs or something. I can't really hear you.
All right, I got you. Hello?
Now we can hear you. Now you're perfect. What's up,
brother? All right, so I had put a question in the chat about a few weeks ago, and you talked about putting your bid in. So I'm fairly new to the channel, but I felt like I had it right because I went up to the girl. I told her,
What'd you tell her?
I think you're very attractive.
I'm going to break down where you're fucking up. All right, everything you say, you've already fucked up by what you said. You don't even realize what you said. What you said? You said, what'd you say? Say it again, what you just said.
I said, you're very attractive.
You said, you're very attractive.
No. All right, so I walked up to her. I seen her. Okay.
All right, what we're going to do is we'll go step by step. You tell me what you said. And whatever you say from this point on, I'm going to take you for your word. There's no more, I didn't mean to say it like that. What I meant. So I'm going to give you, we're going to start it all over. You saw her. Bit by bit. You saw her, and what happened? What was the first thing you did?
Saw her, walked up to her. I said, hello, what's your name? She said, her name is Woo Woo Woo. I said, hello, my name's Micah. Stuck out my hand, gave her a handshake. I said, I think you're very attractive. I would love to take you out sometime and feed the ducks. Here's my card. Call me at 10 o'clock because that's when I get off work, or 8 a.m. because that's when I make my rounds. Gave her my card. She was all impressed or whatever by the card. She said, I said, call me. She walked away. I walked away. Now, you said I fucked up because in the question that I asked a few weeks ago, you said I fucked up because I didn't put in my bid. So I'm confused.
Wait. Let's keep going. Hold on. Let's keep going. What was the first conversation? What did you talk about?
First conversation, you talking about where I asked about the question, like the question I had?
No. I'm saying, okay, she called you. And
no,
what did
she
y'all
didn't call me. She didn't call me. She didn't call me at all. I just gave her my card and said call.
She never called you?
No. But you said I fucked up. And the question I asked, you said I fucked up because I didn't put it.
Okay, but I'm asking you, why do you think she didn't call you?
I don't know. Honestly.
All right. Okay. What happened is the difference between you painting a stick figure and painting a Mona Lisa. All you did is an average stick figure painting. There was nothing special about what you said. There was no depth in what you said. It was just you know how many women have heard that over and over and over again?
And
what do you say? She was beautiful?
No, I just said she attractive. I ain't going to all that shit.
I thought you said beautiful. Okay, did you say beautiful?
No, I said you're attractive, period.
All right, when you said she's attractive, what did she do?
She took it because she had a mask on. She took it off. Then she started smiling, blushing, all that shit.
Okay, and then what? Is this the only woman that you talked to? So what about the last woman that you talked to? Did you talk to her, or did you say the same thing, or what did you do?
The last woman I talked to, I just talked to her. I was like, what's your name? We start having a conversation. One thing led to another.
What's your name? You walked up to her and said, wait, you just walked up to her and said, what's your name?
Yeah, because I work with her. So, like, I saw her.
Okay, wait. Why are you talking to women at your job? It's a man that has no standard and is desperate, dog. Do you care about your job?
Of course. I mean, I'm in college. It's a job at my college.
It doesn't matter if you're in college. I don't care where you're at. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to show you why you're fucking up. Now you asked her where what her name was. What did you ask her next?
I introduced myself after I asked her name.
Okay, and then after you introduced yourself, what happened after that?
Then I told her, you're very attractive. I'd like to take you out sometime. Go feed the ducks.
Yeah, okay. Attractive, take your time. And then what?
Then I said, here's my card. Call me at this time because you always say leave. So say call me at this time or this time.
So did she call you?
No.
Okay. So why do you think it ain't working?
I mean, like you said, like I'm just paying the fucking stick figure. I see.
I'm about to tell you. Okay. See, once you have your bid, which you don't have,
right,
the bid never changes. And I'm going to show you why you don't have a bid. Because you're predicating what you say off of what you see versus what you are. That's where you're fucking up. I don't give a fuck if she's blue, green, orange, or red. I don't care if she's from across the pond. I don't care if she's from Poland, Africa, or fucking on some planet on Jupiter, right?
Right.
One mind, one thought, one way. I'm never changing what I say to a woman. Why should I? And that's why you don't have a bid. All you're doing is approaching women and throwing shit up on the wall, hoping something sticks.
Right.
And that's why it's not working for you, because you don't have your bid, an actual bid that you look to, and you say it every time to every woman that you meet. You never change your bid, because the women are not that special at this point for you to change what you say for them. Because as soon as you change what you are for them, who's got the upper hand? Who's got the upper hand?
Do.
Right, because as soon as you see her and be like, you will be like, oh, shit. Hey, what's your name? Okay, that's to that redhead. Then you got that one with the curl puff. Hey, girl, what's up? And then that one, that's the problem, 702. You just throwing shit up on the wall. And the thing is that these women have met you before. I keep telling all of you, man, every time you meet a woman, she's asking a simple question. Who are you? What the fuck do you want and why you? And if you can't answer those questions, why should she be fucking with you?
Right.
Why should she give you some play when you're going around just giving her stick figure conversations? You're asking her questions. You're not. What is the rule of Jill Scott? What's the rule of Jill Scott? What is the rule of Jill Scott?
I don't know who that is, honestly.
Here's the rule of, because you, all right, how long have you been listening to me for?
I want to say about 3 weeks now.
All right. So here's the rule of Jill Scott. Here's the rule of Jill Scott.
Please sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do.
Okay.
But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn.
So where are you at? Are you telling her what to do, or are you just sitting around waiting for life to happen by pandering, beating around the bush, and walking on eggshells? What do you think you're doing?
But that's what I'm saying. I felt like, because I told her I wanted to take her
out. It doesn't matter what you felt. Good night, A dog. Good night, A. Wait, it doesn't matter what you think. Because what are you, what is the perception on the woman's side of what you did? That you are either a 3-minute man, you're desperate, needy, you don't have no fucking game because you ain't sure of yourself, because you don't talk to women that way. You don't talk to women that way. But let me show you how bad it is. I got you. I'm trying to help you with this. Let's say one of those women call you back. Tell me what the conversation is going to be at. What's the conversation going to
be
like?
I'll be the chick.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello. I'm Tammy. Whatever. Right. All right. I'm Tammy.
What's going on, Tammy? Shit.
Wait. What's going on, Tammy? Shit. That's what you're saying to her?
What's going on, Tammy?
Wait. Okay, we'll start over. No. We'll start over again because I want to make sure everything you're saying is going to be perceived and listened to the woman. You're on the line with her. So I'm going to show you why you're saying what you're saying, because on the back end, you have no experience of what you're doing. I'm going to show you this. She calls you up. Hello, ring, ring, ring. Hi, this is Tammy. We met at Club Adriana.
What's going on, Tammy? What you doing this Saturday? Are you available?
Okay. Have you ever put in consideration that she doesn't know you yet? This is our first interaction. This is our first this is the game. You are in the game now. This is the first interaction. So you're dealing with a woman that doesn't trust you, values, morals, and judgments, and she's just trying to feel you out. So the first thing you're going to come out of your mouth is it's straight up right to the date? All right, let's scratch it again. Let's start again. Let's say Lou. I would call her Lou. Fuck with her name. She calls you up. Hey, this is Lou. What's up? We met at the Dangerous Russ. We met at the ice cream store at the Dangerous Russ.
Hey, Lou. What's going on? How you doing this evening?
Okay, stop right there. Do you give a fuck how she's feeling or what's
going on? No, I'm trying to get to the date.
No, okay, but you're not. But listen, I'm trying to show you something. You're asking her a question that you don't give a fuck about, thinking that you actually you don't care about that question. Do you? You actually care?
No.
Then why are you asking her something? Okay, I'm showing you the front. Okay, what you're doing on the front end, I'm showing why you're fucking up, because your back end is weak. That forces this front end that you have, because you think women are stupid enough to believe that you actually give a fuck what they're doing. Okay, you ask what you're doing. Okay, well, I'm painting my nails.
You painting? Okay, you getting them ready for this Saturday, right?
What do you mean it's sad? No, I'm just getting, I'm just painting my nails. Wait. Wait.
Nah, Mr. Steve, I ain't gonna lie, I'm stumped.
Well, but you can't be stumped. Wait. See, okay, listen. Listen. Please understand this. This is not me piling on you. Okay, this is a lesson for everybody. Okay, this is very important. Everybody needs to hear this. See, the problem is because you don't know what your back end is so weak. That's why your front end is terrible, because you don't know what to do on the back end when the opportunity presents itself. So that's why you're talking the way you're talking. That's why you're approaching, because you know there's no substance in you. There's no depth in you. But okay, let me show you this. Okay, all right. She says, let's say you say you want to go out. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll go out on a date with you. Where are we going?
Get some ice cream at Angry Man's Ice Cream Parlor.
All right, so we're at Angry Man's Ice Cream Parlor. We're sitting down. Go. I'm sitting in front of you. We're at Angry Man's Parlor. Go. What are you saying?
All right, so the waitress, he comes up, boom. Hey, what's your name, sir? Okay,
Roger.
His name's Tommy, whatever.
Okay, Tommy.
Roger, okay. What's going on, Roger? So I was on campus, and I just happened to walk by this very beautiful specimen, and I wanted to see if she would be interested in the same things that I take interest in, which is this ice cream parlor, which we're at right now.
You want to see if she's interested in ice cream, sir?
And the same things that I'm interested in.
Well, what are the things that you're interested in? I don't understand. What are you interested in?
This ice cream parlor. This is a fine place that I visit frequently. This is all off the top. It's all off the top.
No, of course it is. Keep going.
Okay, so, well, interested in this ice cream parlor. So I would like a suggestion for me and the lady on what's the best tasting ice cream that you have in this place. Because I like the cookie.
Why would you ask for suggestion and not lead? If you go to the place frequently, doesn't he know what you like to eat?
Now, that's what I was saying. I like the cookie crunch, whatever, Delore. But what would you say, Mr. Tommy or Roger, whatever his name was?
Oh, well, we got Roger Special. A fucking cookie ice cream with bits of cake in it.
Okay. So I'm gonna have your special.
Yes, sir.
For the lady. Yes, sir.
Okay,
oh,
for
I'm
the
sorry.
Lady.
So I would like your special, and then for the lady, she would have mint cookie, whatever the fuck.
Okay. All right. That's absolutely okay. We'll bring it right out. Okay. So
okay.
I'm walking off. Now you're in front of her. You and I'll be the bitch. You and I, excuse me, I don't mean to say bitch. Just my ladies, no disrespect. Okay. I'm at the table with you. All right. All right, go ahead. We're sitting at the table. I'm looking dead at you.
Boom. Looking dead at me. Damn. Hold on. I gotta get in that mode.
Wait. So that's what after you order the ice cream, you got it. Damn, I got to get in that mode.
No, there's no.
See, brother, there's no, you don't get a Twitch moment. You don't get the freeze time. There is no take two.
Right.
I'm trying to show you and everybody, this is why y'all ain't got game, because on the back end, you don't know what the fuck you can do. You have no game. You're terrible. That's why you're terrible on the front end, because you don't know how to lead the one on the back end. But I'll give you a second to get right into your game. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'll wait a few seconds so you get in your right mind. And now we're sitting at there. I'm waiting for the ice cream. We're on this date. What are we talking? Go ahead. Talk to me. What's up?
So I see the nails that you got painted. They look real nice today. Do you?
You're going to talk to me about my fucking nails? Of all things you can talk about, listen, and I love the.
What's up?
I'm no knock on the LGBT community, but men do not talk about women's nails. Why are you talking? Right. Why are you talking about her nails?
Because I felt like she was getting them done for the date on Saturday.
How do you know that? Maybe she's getting it together for another guy.
Hold on. You just let this car pass by. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
How do you know she wasn't painting her nails for another guy?
Well, obviously it wasn't for him if she were me.
Well, maybe she's going to be with you afterwards. You don't know, but I'm asking a question. Okay, so you want to know about my nails? Well, I just went to I went to this great salon called American Mutts, and they just did my nails perfectly. It's just beautiful. I love how they glisten.
Oh, that's beautiful. You don't look like the type of girl that should be paying for her nails herself. I mean,
what do you mean? What do you mean? You mean a man that should be taking care of me? You mean a man taking care of me?
I ain't say take care. You need to be independent on your own, you know.
Why would you mention that I look like a woman that should be taken care of? Then you're saying I should be independent. I don't understand where you're going with this.
All I'm trying to say is that the way you sitting here right now looking at me in my eyes, you need to be put up somewhere. Safe. And yes, potentially taken care of. If you are that person that has that potential to be taken care of. Is that you?
Well, sure. I think I'm a beautiful lady with values and morals.
See, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Because, see, a person like me, I can respect those morals. I can respect those morals. I see that. Because I saw you. That's really why I came up to you and asked to take you out, because I see that those morals within you are embodied through the way that you walk.
Oh, so now you're
really
just
like, that about you.
Are you looking at my ass?
Felicia.
You were looking at my ass?
No. The way that you carry yourself.
All right. Wait. Let's keep going. You strike that on that. So let's go. All right. Let's say you're on the phone with her. How are you inviting her to your place? Let's move forward. She calls you up. Hey, I'm thinking about you. How you doing? La, la, la. How are you inviting her to your place?
Well, if you're not doing nothing tonight, you could come spend some time with me. We could watch a movie. I got a big blow up.
We can Netflix and chill?
No, not Netflix and chill, Shorty. We could do whatever it is that you want to do. All I want to do is
you just want to hang out? That's cool. I don't mind hanging out.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, but if it, that's cool. We can hang out. For sure. Come through. I got the wine. We can chill. I got some good movies. We got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, all that.
You're laughing. I'm just showing you why they ain't talking to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all know what the fuck you're doing. Okay. So you already fucked that up because you didn't tell her why. You weren't specific on why you wanted her to come over. So when a woman comes over and doesn't give you any pussy, guys like, now I'm going to say you, but the guys who think like you, you're the first one to call them a bitch. They ain't shit. Bitch ain't giving no pussy. I'm just saying, guys do that because, see, you're breaking her over on false pretenses because you're not even telling her what you want to come over for. You're talking about TV and just chilling and shit, right?
Okay, one more.
She's coming over your house. Knocking on your door. She's knocking on your door. Let's go.
Okay.
She's knocking on your door.
Hey, welcome, man. What's going on? My room this way. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
Selena. Boom, 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 boom. Now we in the room. Boom. So what type of shows do you like to watch? Me personally,
What room are we in? The living room or the bedroom?
We're in my room. No, we're in my room. I said my room this way. Now we're in my room.
Your bedroom or the living room?
The bedroom.
Okay. Sir, you just said that we were going to hang out. Why are we in your bedroom when we should be in the living room watching TV? Because you said we were just going to hang out. You didn't say anything about the bedroom. Why are we in here?
If you see my couches is fucked up. You don't want to sit on that when I got this comfy ass blow up in my room. If you want to sit on that, you can sit on that. Go ahead.
But I don't understand why would you take me in your bedroom, and I'm not that kind of girl. Why would you take me in there? Why I thought we were supposed to watch TV and everything. Why are we in your bedroom?
I don't understand why you're getting so defensive when all I said was come in the room. I didn't lead anything
I'm not trying to do anything special with you. Well, but
we
you said we just
watching the movie.
I know, but you told me, but you didn't say we were going to watch it in your bedroom, but okay. Okay, that's sort of a strike right there. I can go on with that. That was a strike. Okay, so we're sitting down watching TV in your bedroom. What are we watching?
What do you like to watch? I'm
so,
open to anything.
So, okay, I want to watch Roger Loves Mike.
Roger Loves Mike.
Yeah, it's a great love story of two men fighting their inhibitions and becoming one. I want to watch that. That's what I want to watch on TV. I'm glad that you're a free thinker and you don't mind watching two men getting together, because you let me choose the movie. And I think it's a great movie, because I really feel that, you know what, it's okay for two men.
Shorty, I'm gonna cut you off right there.
But you just asked me what I wanted to watch. But I know, but you just asked me.
You have your preference. But I'm telling you that I'm not comfortable with watching that.
What are we watching?
How about we turn on Iron Man 2? How about
okay,
that? Watch, nice
okay.
family-friendly
okay,
movie,
I,
no
sure.
uncomfortableness in it.
Okay, perfect. Let's watch Iron Man.
Okay.
We're watching Iron
Man. Boom.
All right, boom. Iron Man's on.
Sitting up. Now grab the wine. You always talk about the wine now. You always talk about the wine, Mr. Steve. Grab the wine. Would you like a cup?
A cup or a glass, sir?
I'm broke. I don't have glasses. I have cups.
Huh. Okay. Sure. We can have a cup of wine.
Okay. Pour the wine. Boom, boom, boom. And we sitting up. We watching Iron Man.
Watching Iron Man.
You know, it's a real shame that the GOAT himself passed away. I ain't gonna lie, because this is some of my favorite comic book series. Comic movie series, all that. It's a shame that Stan Lee passed away, because we can't appreciate more gems from his wonderful mind, like Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Okay. What are some other things that you like to watch besides the homosexual stuff? No, knock on them.
Well, I don't want to talk about it, because when you asked me what I wanted to watch, I told you what I wanted to watch, and you made me feel like I'm an idiot for wanted to watch what I wanted to watch, so I don't mind. We're just here watching Iron Man. I'm sipping on your cup.
I'm not trying to make you feel insecure for the stuff that you watch. All I said was that I don't get out with it. I don't like watching that type of stuff.
No, it's cool.
Now,
I don't
know more stuff that you appreciate watching other than that. So what else?
I don't mind
like
Iron Man. Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias. Okay, that's cool. Oh, bro. Bro, so right now I let the movie play. Let the movie play. Okay, scene come up. What happened in Iron Man 2? It don't really matter. Scene come up, I probably play something off the scene. Something that happened. Then I talk about, okay, boom, scene go away. Now I'm a sonner. What I ask now? So tell me, because I just met her. We've been talking.
All that other shit out the way. Right, okay.
So we're talking. So tell me something that you aspire to be with your degree that you're taking. What career path do you want to take with this degree? And how do you think that will impact the life that you want to live?
I believe that the children are our futures. We teach them well and help them lead the way, show them all the beauties that we possess inside. We give them a sense of pride. I want to be the CEO of my company. I want to run things. I'm looking at being a boss.
So in being a boss, do you see, since you love the kids and you want to be a boss, do you see the kids being in your future? If you ever get a husband and have a marriage, have a life, do you see kids being in your future with that lifestyle?
Well, that's kind of personal. I don't know you well enough to share.
Talk about kids?
Well, sometimes talking about kids might lead to sexual conversations, and I just don't feel comfortable enough to even discuss
them. Shorty, I told you from the jump that this is not one of this encounter, this interaction only goes as far as you want it to go. I'm not going to hound you for the sex. I'm not that kind of guy. That's not
okay.
Me.
Well,
so if you continue to think that that's me, I'm feeling some type of way.
Well, I'm sorry for that. Can I go to the ladies' room real quick? Can I go to the ladies' room real quick, please?
Oh, yeah. Where's the bathroom? Follow me.
Okay. You've got to freshen up a little bit. Girl, I got this creepy motherfucker over here. Ain't got no motherfucking game. Creepy girl. Just call me in 5 minutes, okay? Yeah. I just want to know. Did you talk to Dangerous Russ? Is he at the club? Girl, okay.
Oh.
I'm gonna call him real quick. Okay, I'm gonna call him real quick. All right. Okay. Okay. All right, girl. 5 minutes, girl. Better call me. Get me the fuck out of here.
Steve, what did I fuck up, Mr. Steve?
Russ,
why fuck up, Mr. Steve? Why
Russ,
is she calling a friend, Mr. Steve?
Hey, Russ, I know you're busy with some women. I'm just leaving you a message. When you get this, I should be free in about 10, 15 minutes. Let me know. I miss you so much. Okay, Russ. I miss your voice. Okay, Russ, I'll talk to you later. Oh, I'm fresh now. Okay, as you were saying about what I like to do,
back to the question, do you see kids in your boss lady future?
Oh, do I see kids in my future? Well,
in your future, as living a boss life.
You take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. It's the facts of life. There's a time you got to grow and show you know, and now you know about the facts of life. Well, you know, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some, but no, I don't believe in kids. Oh, wait, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello? Hey, girl. No, I'm going to have this great date. What do you mean, my mom? Wait a second. Wait, what do you mean? Wait, it was a monster named the River Green? Oh, my God. She's been abducted? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. No, I'm on this date. No. Oh, my God. Hey, look, as much as I love drinking your cup of liqueur, your wine, I got to go. My mom is missing you. Now, this is what I'm calling. This is what I'm saying, brother. I'm not knocking you. I want all you guys listening to me to see. This is why y'all approach women, because there's no plan on the back end of what you want to do. There's no plan of attack, not attacking the woman, but you, there's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're just throwing shit up on the wall. This, what I'm saying is, and this is why I keep telling y'all, this is why when you talk like this, your fuck game is terrible. So she's doing you a mercy favor by saying no to you because she knows it's going to end up like this. All you did was ask boring questions, shit that you didn't care about. You did not lead her. You made her think that you were going to come over and watch TV, which a woman's thinking the living room. Because you ain't say anything about fucking or being in your bedroom. Because she knows if she's in your bedroom, you're going to have this impression that y'all going to fuck. And then you had the nerve to ask her what she wanted to watch, right? You asked her. instead of telling her what we gonna watch, you asked her what she wanted to watch. She told you what she wanted to watch. Then you made her feel that much worse from what she wanted to watch. Because, hey, you asked her. But then all of a sudden you took that away from her. And then you were like, we're going to watch what I want to watch now.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, as soon as you approach a woman, everything that I said right here, or everything that we went over, guys, the woman can see it in the snap of a finger. You want to know why? Because you are like every fucking guy that she has met that has done all that goofy-ass shit that we talked about. She's already met you. So she's already determined in that moment that either I'm going to use this motherfucker for a free dinner or I ain't fucking with this creepy motherfucker at all. Because he sure ain't going to get no pussy. He sure ain't going to get no ass. I don't want to get chained up in the basement somewhere. And how is it that you have wine and serving wine in a cup? Motherfucker, Walmart, you can get a wine glass. Two wine glasses are not that expensive. That's a burger and fries, man. But you want to serve it in a plastic cup? And then my couch is dirty and beat up. If your couch is dirty and beat up, why the fuck is that motherfucker in your living room? Why is a dirty, beat-up-ass couch in your living room? You're better off not even having a couch in your living room if it's all fucked up. And then we're having ice cream. We're having ice cream, and you're talking about my fingernails and shit? The fuck? Your name ain't Twan. Anyone can ask me about my fucking fingernails and shit? Sounds like you're just trying to shut up a conversation because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But guess what? She knew that from the first moment you approached her. You didn't put a bid in. You approached her.
So with the bid, can I ask a question?
Well, you get 30 minutes coaching, you'll learn your bid. But for you other guys out there, being broke is not a bad – hold on. For the guys out there, I know guys that don't have any kind of furniture in their house. And they fucking all on the floor. Hey, giving the woman all kind of carpet burns shit. Sometimes they'll take a towel or I lay it down or something. Or they have a blow-up mattress. So, hey, a lot of – when you a man, it doesn't matter where you're at because they'll break it in. I remember I think she was looking at an apartment. Was it when she was looking at an apartment? I went with her looking for an apartment. We were in an empty apartment looking that she was looking at. And something happened, and we started fucking. I forgot. Anyway, I'm thinking about this. Anyway, what I was saying is that this is why women don't fuck with y'all guys out there, because you self-sabotage yourself. It's not I'm not even going to bring up the approach that y'all do to self-sabotage yourself. You self-sabotage yourself on the call that you have to make when y'all talk to each other. You've already sabotaged how you ask for a date. You either sabotage how you are on the date, and you sabotage how you have a woman come over to your place. These are things you should have locked down before you walk out your door, and that gives you the confidence to be able to talk to women the right way versus throw shit up on the wall. That's why they don't fuck with y'all that way, man. What benefit is she going to get out of sipping out of a plastic cup, sitting on the bed, already being judged? He's already asked about my fingernails, and we're sitting there watching Iron Man, and you're telling me about this fucking movie? And then you want to know what my aspirations? You don't give a fuck about my aspirations. You give a fuck about that ass, though, but not my aspirations.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying to show all you guys how you sabotage yourself in the game because you don't have any sexual self-worth. You don't have any sexual confidence. You don't have a sexual standard. You cannot even communicate yourself to a woman. Instead, you're asking about her fucking fingernails? Her fingernails?
Right.
But this is why they don't talk to you on the front end, is because they have met you before a million times. And it's not the fact that you have a bad couch and all other stuff. It's your behaviors. It's your behaviors. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter. Hey, you might have that. You might have nice money, clothes, and all that bullshit ass status, but she still ain't gonna fuck with you, because as soon as she pulls that curtain back, it's a little scrawny motherfucker pushing buttons. They don't know what the fuck he's doing, and he's hiding behind material things. So then she's gonna make it about the material things. She's gonna love the material things. She ain't gonna love you. And once those material things are gone, she's gone, because you created that. This is why I tell all you guys, you've got to rehearse. You've got to do your sound checks. You've got to know what it is you need to do. I don't know. Nobody tells you that. I'm telling you, this is why y'all fuck up, because what you're doing is that you're sabotaging yourself, because you know sexually you cannot reach that expectation where she says to you, oh, my God, I want to fuck you. And because of that, you are feeling incapable of reaching those expectations, because what you're doing is all you're doing is poking more holes in your boat while it is sinking, because you don't know how to keep it afloat, because you have no sense of self.
Right.
All unfulfilled expectations, all full of regrets. Why should she talk to you? What benefit? There's no benefit talking to a surface dweller. There isn't. There's no benefit for a woman to talk to a surface dweller, because you guys think the game is about clothes and hypergamy and female nature and all that stupid shit. You think it's about, you know what, life is porn. I just got to set it up and get her over and get some pussy. Y'all, that's where y'all fuck up. Y'all don't know women. And you don't need to know a woman to get a woman. You must know yourself to get the woman. But because you make it about women, you don't know that, because you're working on the wrong thing. You're worshiping her. Your nails? Your nails. Buckeye. Let me answer Buckeye's question. So, Texan, what made you stop me in the store today? See, Buckeye, this is why you need to learn your fucking bid. Because if you knew your goddamn bid, surface dweller, you wouldn't see. This is what amazes me about you guys. Women should never ask this question, because you should already know. She should already know why you came over there. And if you got to explain to her why she, the question, then what do you think she's going to get on the back end? Hey, caller, you know what? You know what the good news is?
Yeah, good news. No,
the caller, here's good news. This motherfucker's worse than you. This motherfucker's worse than you. That's the good news. So don't even feel bad. Don't even feel bad, because this motherfucker's worse than you. Because this is the same motherfucker that when he talks to the woman, I was wondering, why don't we just go back to my place and fuck? Or what's your email address or your WhatsApp so I can send you a dick pic? That's the kind of motherfucker this is and shit. No, I'm saying, you. If a woman has got to ask you this question, Jesus Christ, please tell her to run. Please, hey, 22, send her a message and say, are you in? Just tell her to run. Tell her to block you. Tell her to save herself so she doesn't have to deal with you and realize how bad you motherfuckers are. Please do her a favor. You guys out, how is it that you guys out here are supposed to know your fucking selves? You're supposed to be able to express yourself. You're supposed to know what it is you want, and you're supposed to talk to her. Not talk at her, talk to her. But, again, you know what? And it's no knock on you, caller. You like 22 over here. Y'all carry over sex from high school. You know what that is? Well, why don't you come over so I can kiss you a little bit and then spill your pussy and get it wet and we can fuck. And then I go tell my boys that I got some pussy from you and show them all the pictures and we can laugh. That's how y'all are. What? Why would a woman want to be with a surface dweller? Now, please understand, this is the good news for you, both you guys. You guys are going to meet a woman, and you guys will be in a relationship. You guys will live with a woman. You guys, some of you will be engaged to a woman. Some of you will be married to a woman. And some of you will have kids by that woman. But number one, she will be fucking a guy like me, and she will always be treating you like a bitch. That's your. That's what you're going to get. Why? What's in it for the
okay,
woman?
Okay, so how do I I see.
I'm asking, what's in it for? Tell me, what does she get out of a motherfucker who can't even tell her why he stopped in the store today? Or what does she get out of a guy that asks her about her fingernails? What does she get? What does she get? What's the benefit?
Not shit.
This is why I'm showing you Scribe. This is why I'm telling you you've got to stand on your square. This is why I'm telling you clear, concise, transparent. This is why I'm telling you to create your sexuality. Create the romantic you, the sensual you, the sexual you, the seductive you, the clear and concise you, where you don't ever have to explain what it is you are. She already knows you. But because you worship women, you can't be you. Okay. I'm sure 702, you came from that red pill shit, right? Let's be honest. You kind of dabbled in that shit a little bit, right? Right?
I really don't know what that is, but shoot, maybe I have. Maybe the way that I live, yeah.
Yeah, probably have, man. All right. This is y'all's problem. This is simple. This is your core, and this is all the hypergamy, high value man, be on your purpose, no fap, you name it. All that shit that you called your truth before you got over here is why you can't get to here yet, because it's hard to penetrate a truth. When you believe in bullshit and you make it your truth, you cannot just reach your core. So when you're trying to navigate your life because there are layers of bullshit that are atop of you, it is hard to be able to communicate who you are, because who you were somebody else. One YouTuber was telling you hypergamy. Another YouTuber was telling you high-value man. Another YouTuber was telling you no fap. So you're like four different motherfuckers. So you have spread right. yourself out in four different directions. Some of you more. I'm just being nice now. So how can you show her your real you when you were busy trying to be somebody else? By hating women, complaining about women. But you want to fuck some women though, right? You know, women are all in the streets. Women are whores and sluts and all that other shit they teach you, that bullshit. But yeah, you still want pussy though, right? You talk all that shit about them, but yet you can't even approach them. If they're so bad, they're so easy to fuck because they're in the streets, then why the fuck can't y'all fuck? Why ain't y'all fucking? If they ain't shit and they're single mothers and they're fucking Tyrone and Boom Boom and Ray Ray, then why the fuck ain't you Boom Boom and Ray Ray? You want to know what Boom Boom and Ray Ray is? You really want to know what Boom Boom Ray Ray is? Boom Boom and Ray Ray comes in different colors, different races, and religions. Boom Boom and Ray Ray, the reason why they're Boom Boom and Ray Ray and why they're fucking is because they can say no to that woman. They don't worship women. They're not running behind and kissing a woman's ass. They can walk away from a woman. They've got options. They've got direction. They talk and focus on results. They don't give a fuck about if she says no. They get things done, Boom Boom and Ray Ray. Boom Boom and Ray Ray act decisively. Boom Boom and Ray Ray got an attitude about themselves because they take ownership in everything they do, because everything they do is for themselves. Boom Boom and Ray Ray take risks. Boom Boom and Ray Ray are fearless. Boom Boom and Ray Ray know how to fuck. And Boom Boom and Ray Ray know that fucking ain't the penetration. Fucking is the mental sex that they were having with that woman as soon as they talk to her. They're already fucking her. That's what Boom Boom and Ray Ray do. Boom Boom and Ray Ray influence women. Boom Boom and Ray Ray see clear expectations of who I am. And if you don't like who I am, then take your ass on. Boom Boom and Ray Ray empower women. Boom Boom and Ray Ray are ones that's chilling and don't give a fuck about the end result. But you do. You mad at Boom Boom and Ray Ray for being Boom Boom and Ray Ray. That's the crazy thing about it. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it crazy?
Oh, but no. But there's more. Let's talk about more about Boom Boom and Ray Ray. Boom Boom and Ray Ray go after what they want when they want it. They ain't you. They ain't sitting on the sideline like, oh my God, there she goes today. Today is, oh, let me get my calendar. Today is 6 years, 5 months, 3 weeks, 4 days, and 24 minutes. Oh my God, it's going to be soon. She's going to like me soon. Boom Boom Ray, they don't give a fuck. They go after what they want. Boom Boom and Ray Ray don't try to fit in the box. They don't try to fit out of the box. They're the motherfucking box. Because they are never going to change their A for a woman. They're never going to sway who they are. They're never going to try to be what the woman wants them to be. But you dwellers, oh, y'all do that shit all the time. But y'all mad at Boom Boom and Ray Ray for that shit. See what I'm saying? There's more. Yeah. Boom Boom and Ray Ray. Boom Boom and Ray Ray, hey, they don't seek a woman's approval. What's that? I'm the fucking opportunity. I'm nobody's option. And matter of fact, you don't even have to approve of me to fuck me, because I'm not trying to push myself on you to force you to approve of me. All I'm trying to show you is why you should fuck me. But you guys are always seeking approval because you surface dwellers worry about what women think. They define you. They tell you what the fuck you are versus you telling yourself. But you hate Boom Boom Ray Ray. See, Boom Boom and Ray Ray do that real thing. They don't follow the herd. They're not hypergamy. They're not female nature. They're not no fat. They're not your being on your purpose and all that bitch shit that they teach you over them fucking shit across the street. They follow themselves. And either you gonna ride with me, or I will be happy enough to pull over that side corner and let you out and drive up on that next block and pick the next woman up. It's your choice. I'm never going to follow you. I'm never going to follow you, and I'm never going to force you to fuck me. I'm never going to try to prove myself to you to fuck me. I'm never going to try to show you how many dinners can I give you to get you to like me and shit. But see, these guys have game. See, Boom Boom and Ray Ray, when they talk to a woman, they just don't say, let's go out on a date. They break down. They say they want you to accompany me. Not let's go on a date. Accompany me. Look, you know what? I'm going to, you know my favorite club is the Dangerous Russ. So I'd like for you to accompany me to the Dangerous Russ. Because not only do I love the wine there and the cheese boards, but they got this band called the Jeremy Band. And I love their song that they have. You know, my favorite song from them is called When I Spread Your Ass Cheeks and Slide My Dick In. I love that song. And I can't wait. I'm going to make sure I introduce you to them. I'm going to bring you to an intimate spot. See that? Accompany me. I'm not trying to feed you to get you to like me. But y'all guys are doing that, man. Y'all guys are doing more damage to yourselves because you don't believe in yourselves. You can't even be honest with the woman. And your honest opinion, if your honesty is just wanting to fuck a woman, then you know why you ain't fucking. Because it shows you have no experience, because the man that's fucking is a laid back motherfucker. I don't need, why do I need to rush something that she gonna give me anyway? Why do I gotta, why, like the Bulls, why do I gotta run downhill and shit knowing, look, hey man, why do I gotta rush something that she's gonna give me? I don't have to convince her. All I gotta do is just position myself to show her why me versus why not you. But if all you want to do is fuck, this is the conversation you heard earlier. This is why they ain't fucking you, because there's nothing about you that says I want him inside of me. More or less him calling me. More or less him talking to me. Leave me the fuck alone. But see, y'all don't see that shit. All y'all, listen, I don't want to knock you for wanting to fuck. I don't want to knock you for that. I don't want to knock you for that. But it's okay to want to fuck. But there should be more to you than just fucking. When she peels back a layer, she shouldn't see that little motherfucker. But let me show you the motherfucker for y'all watching. Because I know y'all like, see, you talking about this little motherfucker behind the curtain. What the fuck you talking about, Steve? This is what the fuck I'm talking about. What the fuck is that motherfucker at? Hold on 1 second. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all motherfuckers what the fuck I'm talking about. No, that's not it, guys. Hold on 1 second. Shit. Hold on, guys. That's not it. That's Candyland. Hold on 1 second. I got it. I always put my shit in the wrong place. Where is it at? Maybe. I think I got it. I bet you I had it on the sucker. No, it's not on the sucker. Not on the sucker. And can't be underworld. It is underworld. Look, y'all motherfuckers act like the mighty powerful wizard. Even back in 1939 when this fucking movie came out, they were trying to tell you, stop faking what the fuck you are. Because a woman is going to pull the curtain back of your mighty wizard and see your little scrawny ass pushing buttons, trying to pretend that you're something that you're not. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to avoid. You guys out here do not even communicate with yourselves. How the fuck don't y'all do that? How is it that you don't talk to yourself, 702? How is that?
You're right.
And I don't want to be racist. That's the problem. I wish I wasn't right. That's the problem. I'm fucking right. And I wish I wasn't right. Why don't you talk? But what do you say to yourself? What do you say? You talk to yourself. What the fuck do you say to yourself? What are you saying to yourself?
I assess the areas that I need to do better at, and then I go out, and then I at least try to mend those gaps.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it's unsuccessful,
no.
But.
Mm-mm.
I'm still making an attempt.
No, I'm going to tell you the attempt you're making. You and everybody else who's trying to play poker, showing everybody your fucking cards. What you're doing is you're automatically in theater number one in your fucking mind. And all you're doing all day, every day, is saying to yourself is that, let me work on daydreaming and fucking fantasizing instead of getting off of my lazy fucking ass and learning game. Let me use my weak emotional thoughts to sabotage myself. Let me blindly accept advice from dumb motherfuckers that give me theory versus real game. Let me allow myself to build my foundation on fucking emotions, bad attitudes, and limiting beliefs. Let me sit around and procrastinate all day. Let me complain about my circumstances. Let me sit around and just be critical on myself and beat myself up and worry about her saying no to me and me worshiping her. Let me not take time to consider that how great I am. Instead, I'm going to look at, you know what? I am incapable of saying no. I'm incapable of standing on what I believe in. I'm incapable of approaching a woman. I don't plan ahead. I live in the fucking moment. I just wait for life to fucking happen to me because somebody told me I got to let a woman choose my motherfucking ass. I don't take any action. No, no, don't take action. Oh, don't do that because we're scared that we're going to fuck up. Fear and failure, not taking risks. That's why y'all are fucking losing, because you are not doing what men are supposed to do. But then y'all want to fuck. Here's the worst part about it. You take all that, then y'all, you got the nerve to think a woman is going to go over your fucking house and fuck you? Do you actually think a woman is that damn dumb? I mean, God, they play. You know, these women are great actresses, right? You do understand that, Cole. You do understand that they pretend to be dumb to water themselves down, because if they showed you any intelligence, you would be fucking intimidated. Hold up, guys. I need a drink of water on that. I don't think y'all heard what the fuck I just said. Hold on. Ooh.
Hey Steve, I'm finna clock out. I'ma still keep listening to what you said.
You
I appreciate your call.
Out. Let me finish roasting these motherfuckers and you. Get your fucking ass off. What I'm saying to you, let me say it again, so I don't hurt no fucking feelings. These women dumb themselves down, because if they showed you any intelligence, you will be intimidated by them motherfuckers. So you know what they got to do? They got to play damsel in fucking distress. They got to act all ignorant and shit because they know that you are incapable of thinking. That's why they do what they do. Oh, my God. I'm so silly. You're so much smarter than me. Oh, my God. You're such a great man. Yeah, I know I am, even though I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know I am. Steve, I understand the creed, but the part, I will not judge myself. Should not one judge himself if he is not meeting his own expectations? This is why being a man is such a secret society. It's beautiful when you're here. It's beautiful when you're alone and you know that you can clean up. Again, let me educate surface dweller. Listen to me, motherfucker, please. What are the six judgments? Number one, judgment of self. If you know you ain't shit, even if you judge or don't judge yourself, you still know you ain't shit. But because you judge yourself, as soon as you see a beautiful woman, you're going to feel like you're not good enough, dumbass. Why would you look in the fucking mirror and say you ain't shit? Why would you look in the mirror saying that you're no good, you're weak, you're soft, when you know all you got to do is work on you? But yet you choose not to work on yourself. And yet you want to look in the fucking mirror every day and down yourself because you choose not to work on yourself, human dweller, surface dweller, excuse me, you fucking surface dweller. You're not meeting your own expectations, dumb fuck, because you ain't got any expectations. The fuck are you talking about? But I don't understand you motherfucking humans. You ain't got no expectations, you dumbass. The fuck you mean? Not mean it. What? Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. You are, guys. You know, every once in a while, I gotta sit and when I'm wrong about something, I am absolutely wrong. No, I'm sorry, not that. I'm sorry, excuse me. When I'm wrong about something, I will take the moment to apologize because I was wrong. What I said, I was totally wrong and totally off. Because, motherfucker, you are following expectations, you dumbass. You're following the expectation of constantly blaming fucking people for you feeling miserable, you dumb motherfucker. You're following your expectation of the world is against you thinking, you dumbass. You're following the expectation of always problems or catastrophes. She says, no, the world is going to end. She says she's got a boyfriend, the world is going to end. You are following expectations, motherfucker. All these things you are following to a T. You are the master of your expectations to be in fucking rejection. And this is why you will always lose, because you don't understand. This is why you're a loser, because you think like a fucking loser. You know, I don't want to hear no goddamn truth in this shit. Sitting around here crying about women all the goddamn time. You do more bitching about women than work on yourself. Ain't that a fucking shame? And then you got the nerve to sit around and say to yourself, well, I guess I should judge myself. Go the fuck on. You're already doing it. This ain't for, I keep telling you, you will never be in the game. This bitch shit you saying is why you fucking lose. And it's a goddamn shame that you think the way you think. How many times have I told your bitch ass judgments? We do not judge ourselves. We never judge ourselves. How can a God judge himself as being unworthy of godly things? How can a king judge himself of not being kings of kingdoms, motherfucker? How can an emperor judge himself and expect to rule, dumb fuck? Fuck are you? Boy, y'all motherfuckers need some dads up in this motherfucker. No, judging yourself, kid 120, does not do that. We don't judge ourselves. You don't judge greatness. How the fuck you going to judge a motherfucker that walks on water in his mind? How you going to judge a motherfucker that builds worlds and universes in his mind? He's created studios. He's created gyms, mental toughness gyms, culinary schools. How the fuck does he judge himself? How does he judge himself when he knows he can get a woman to play with her pussy without even doing anything? Makes a woman submit to pussy without even touching her. How does he judge himself? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make sense. This is why y'all do not win. You can't win when you think like a fucking loser. You can simply stop walking in the direction you're going, but you choose to stay going. You like feeling comfortable. You like walking in that same weak-ass direction. The world is terrible. Why is she always mean to me? Why can't I get a woman? I know I'm good-looking. I got a good job. But she just want to fuck with that Tyrone guy. Man, y'all motherfuckers need y'all. I can't understand that, man. And y'all heard the guy. And I give him credit. I will give him credit
that he got, you know, he heard the let me refresh this, hang this up. I give the guy credit that came in to do what he did. You know, I'll give him credit.